Owen Schroyer here from Infowars.com, and I am on my way to Dallas, Texas, where there is a rally planned for tonight for Shelley Luther, who has been illegally arrested, detained, and fined for opening her business and not adhering to illegal mandates that you have to close your business and stay at home. Sadly, this is the answer to the tyranny, and that's having to be a hero and a legend like Shelley Luther for daring to stand against this tyranny. She's a hero, and I'm on my way to show my support for her, and that all of the info warriors out there support her, and we support Americans' right to be essential. Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here from Infowars.com, and I am outside of the jail where they are illegally holding Shelley Luther. Illegally. The governor and the attorney general have both demanded the immediate release of Shelley Luther. Why are they still holding her? Have you ever seen this before? A governor and an attorney general both demand immediate release of a woman being illegally held, yet she's still behind bars in the building behind us.
Well, the problem is the judge was enforcing the governor's order. The governor's playing both sides of the political fence. They should be here themselves right now going and saying, I demand the release, I rescind my order, free her now.
Shelley's a no-nonsense person, and she is not going to take Clay Jenkins like doing some communist crap. She needs to make a living, and that's what she's about. She's about helping anybody that needs help. And so I did this because whenever she got put in jail last night, I said, I'm not going home. We will sit here every single day and annoy the crap out of the city of Dallas, because if she's in jail, we're going to be here.
Is everybody ready to go demand that Shelley Luther be freed?
Yeah!
Shelley Luther has been detained and now held illegally. We demand you immediately release Shelley Luther.
Free Shelley Luther! Free Shelley Luther! Free Shelley Luther!
The governor and the attorney general have both demanded you release Shelley Luther immediately. You swore an oath to the Constitution. You are violating that oath here this evening.
Free Shelley Luther! Free Shelley Luther!
The governor and the attorney general have both demanded the immediate release of Shelley Luther. Why the hell are you officers not doing your damn job?
So where do we have to go to get Shelley freed? Because the governor demanded it. So what are y'all doing here? Yeah, why are you guys stopping us? Are we a threat?
If we can at least get a statement tonight, I will disperse this crowd. But can we at least get a statement as to why she is still in jail?
So until we receive a teletype giving us that order, we will do so then, sir.
So what is that exactly?
A teletype from the court.
So basically the judge is now responsible for her being illegally held?
All right, so here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. They cannot release Shelley until the judge signs off on some document to do so. Okay? So we're gonna leave these officers alone, and we're gonna go ask the judge to do his damn job and release Shelley Johnson. So thank you to the officers here tonight.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're now gonna go picket the judge's house right now.
So we are now walking up to the personal residence of the judge.
You can avoid jail time, but all you have to do is come out and apologize. Until you do your duty and release Shelley from jail, people will continue to harass you. And even if you don't release her in the next 7 days, the rest of your life is going to be a living hell because you will be known as a tyrant. I don't want this to happen. I want you to do the right thing and release Shelley and apologize for what you've done.
This has been Owen Schroyer for Infowars.com, and these protests are not going to stop. And I don't expect this judge to release Shelley in the next, let's say, 12 hours. So I will be in front of the governor's mansion in Austin, Texas tomorrow, demanding he do what I did tonight, and that's go to the jail to get Shelley out or come to this judge's house and demand he sign the documents to do it. For Infowars.com, this is Owen Schroyer.
And so there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. And I did go to the governor's mansion today at noon, but the governor is in D.C. meeting with President Trump. Big news there. But the big news on the Shelley Luther front is that Shelley Luther has been released from jail. That footage coming up next.
The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening.
Ladies and gentlemen, Shelley Luther has been released from jail. This just happened about an hour or so ago. She had a brief appearance in front of some press before she went home, and here's how that went. So here she is stepping up to the press gaggle.
Thank you guys so much. I'm a little overwhelmed, and I don't want to scare the kids. I'm okay, but I just want to thank all of you who I just barely met, and now you're all my friends. You mean so much to me, and this would have been nothing without you. Thank you so, so much. And I'll have more to say when I can gather myself, but I'm a little overwhelmed. I just want to say thank you.
Love you, Shelley.
Love you, Shelley.
Love you, Shelley. Shelley.
So there she is as she is hugging some of her friends and family and coworkers there. You know, go back to that B-roll, though, and you can just kill the audio. Because, you know, it's funny. It's odd, guys, but I'm noticing something. If we can go back to the part there at the beginning. Yeah, right there's fine. This is odd because I'm trying to get to the bottom of this, guys, but I'm noticing something about this picture. I'm noticing something here. All of these microphones and all these media organizations that are out there all of a sudden, none of them were there last night. Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny. So there was a mic flag out there last night that actually helped get this done, and that was the InfoWars mic flag. But hey, it's nice for, you know, the rest of the media to come in and swoop in like a vulture when our story is complete. It's kind of how it goes nowadays, isn't it? Congratulations to Shelley Luther, and congratulations to her salon, which I'm sure will be booming with business when it can officially reopen tomorrow. But this is really amazing, the times we're living in here. And I really don't even know how to properly portray it other than to just show you what's going on. Because when you have, for example, the Justice Department drop the Michael Flynn case today, and, you know, everybody's cheering that on and glad-handing one another and happy about it. Well, why? Why are we celebrating that? That should have been done years ago. We should be disgusted We shouldn't be celebrating until the men that set General Flynn up are arrested and thrown in jail. But you see, this is the new age of the cuck-servative. Not there when Shelley Luther's in jail, but there to stick a mic in her face as soon as she gets out. Celebrates the General Flynn case getting dropped as if that's a victory, even though it was a total defeat. General Flynn's life and family were destroyed. His financial state was destroyed. Our country was destroyed. Taxpayer dollars were used to run this scam. And we're sitting here celebrating because they just dropped it? Pathetic. Hey, I'm glad that Mike Flynn is not facing this case anymore. Thank God. It's an innocent man. Just like I'm glad that Shelley Luther is finally out of jail. But you see, the new age of a cuck-servative is all about being politically correct and not ruffling any feathers. But then when somebody actually goes and does the dirty work, you're there to swoop it in and act like you're the champion. It's like, oh, yay, we did it. Flynn case dropped. Woohoo. No, Flynn case dropped. That's a long time coming. Now arrest and jail the people that set him up illegally and committed treason. Then I'll let you celebrate. But I'm not going to be part of this glad handing because the case was dropped. That's like phase one of having a victory here. That's like celebrating because you scored the most points in the first quarter of a four-quarter basketball game, and then you just don't even show up for the rest of the three quarters. But then you claim you had a victory. No, the people that set Flynn up need to be in jail. The judge that sent Shelley Luther to jail should be in jail and removed from the bench immediately, at the very least. And so now that we're at the end of the road with this coronavirus, isn't it funny how instead of the reopen, which, you know, oh, stop the spread, stop the curve. You know, we don't want to the hospitals to be overwhelmed. 15 days to stop the spread. Oh, don't worry. It'll just be 2 weeks. Well, now it's months later. We're over the thing. And now the truth is revealed. Oh, you can't be free or open a business or go to a ball game or drink a beer unless you take a vaccine. And then we're going to have, you know, your medical papers as well to prove you had the vaccine so that you can travel or work. And then Hollywood shoves it down your throat saying, no, this is the New World Order. You don't get to be free. You're basically scum. You're a parasite. You're a earth murderer. And so now you've been exposed because the earth is healing after this coronavirus. And so see, you just have to die. But don't worry, Hollywood will be there to do you the favor of murdering you. Oh, Hollywood will do you the grand favor of slitting your throat and watching the blood pour out as you die because that's their heroic duty, you see, to save the earth from you parasitic scum as the world elite that they are. And Bill Gates can't stop shutting, you know, oh, we need vaccines for the world population. We can never go back to normal and it needs to be regulated. But it's totally rejected. So it's like, it doesn't matter that everyone rejects Bill Gates and his vaccines. He's still going to shove them down our throat. It doesn't matter that nobody's buying this coronavirus crap anymore, except for the most weak-minded people or the people that just hate Trump and want to see this destroy President Trump. And so they just go along with it. So it's either the weak-minded trendies or it's the Trump-hating, use anything to get Trump out of office. Those are the only people buying into this. I mean, even fake polls that are slanted say, you know, so almost 70% of the U.S. population isn't buying into the coronavirus stuff anymore. But see, oh, but now we have to give up all of our freedoms. So even though it's over, it's like, yeah, give up your freedoms, though. Yeah, it was never really about stopping a virus, was it? It was never really about not overwhelming the hospitals, was it? No, see, it wasn't. Just like it was never about finding Trump-Russia collusion. Just like it was never about Roger Stone talking to Julian Assange. Just like it was never Mike Flynn lying to the FBI. Folks, all of it's fake. It's all fake. It's always been fake. And it's the same damn problem, folks. These people had a game plan to bring in a worldwide government. And the only thing that went around, that they just didn't know what to do, and that's we elected President Trump. He's not perfect, but he's not their globalist pawn. And so that's why they're continuing to roll out their game plan, but then all of their focus is actually on getting Trump out of office. So that's why the New World Order is dead on arrival, because we've exposed it, and they can't even properly put makeup on the pig because they're too focused on trying to get Trump out of office. So the New World Order was dead on arrival, and it stunk and looked like it was dead. So we don't want anything to do with it.
I was talking to my wife tonight, and I was saying our economy slowing down and shutting down is like shooting a deer, and it runs 100 yards before it knows it's been shot, and then it finally dies. She said, well, yeah, when I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, one time there was an argument in the street, and another man shot another man in the head, and the man that got shot in the head had blood pouring out a huge hole, and he was holding it, and he walked around gibbering, talking nonsense for about 60 seconds, and then just fell over dead. Well, that's what's going to happen with our economy. It is in cardiac arrest. This has been done by design, and the UN, the Chi-Coms, the mainstream media orchestrated it, hyped it, and tried to keep the economy closed. So remember, the depression that's coming and the third world collapse is all on the UN, on Bill and Melinda Gates, on Obama, on Hillary, on Biden, on the Democrats. We tried to stop it. We tried to fight it. But you guys said you wanted to wreck America and the world, and now you've done it. Congratulations. It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world, and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculations. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny, and we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your life and our lives. Congratulations. I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing, they're cutting edge, you love them, I love them, and they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out. It smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
When it comes to regaining energy during the day, convenience is key. Sure, coffee, candy, and other highly sugar-filled drinks can give you a short boost, but the crash always follows. That's why we created a mixable energy formula to take on the go when you need a little help. Turbo Force. Similar to other mix-in energy packets, Turbo Force from InfoWars Life utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years across the world to provide focus, clarity, and a boost of energy when you need it. Turbo Force is certainly a force to be reckoned with for portable, affordable, and tasty energy. And speaking of affordable, you can even try Turbo Force for a limited time at an incredible 40% off. Don't wait till it's out of stock again and get Turbo Force right now, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Patreon.com/show.
To the InfoWars War Room is Raw, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. The new big thing, ladies and gentlemen, is the hand sanitizer at InfoWarsStore.com. I've got mine right here. I actually had to threaten the crew to return this one bottle of hand sanitizer. So I don't even think my hands are dirty, but the scent is really nice. So kind of give it a couple sprays here. Nice little aerosol, perfectly distributed on the hand. And then your hands are sanitized. And it is the Emmerich's Essentials Organic Hand Sanitizer. This is peppermint right here. Do you smell what Emmerich's Essentials is cooking? It's hand sanitizer, and it's scented, and it's all organic at InfoWarsStore.com. But it's so popular now. Like, we'll go out to events, and people will have supplements on them, like Brain Force Plus, because they like having Brain Force Plus, or DNA Force Plus, because they like telling their friends and family about it. Or the Turbo Force, because, you know, if they're on the road or something, they like that boost of energy. I'm drinking Turbo Force today. Gives me 10 hours of energy. I'm going to exercise after the show. But the hand sanitizer, people are now bringing their hand sanitizer everywhere. It's in their purse. It's in their car. It's in their pocket. Because it's the whole hand sanitizer craze. So why not have the easy access aerosol hand sanitizer? Cheap, 50% off. Not cheap in quality. High in quality. Great in value, the Emmerich's Essentials Organic Hand Sanitizer, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, we've got Tyler Nixon coming up, and the idea I had, and I think he may be with another individual as well, the idea that he and I had was, hey, let's, because they have some new order in Denver where you can't go outside without a mask. And then the mayor is like doing dance videos before he does television interviews. Not even kidding you. And so it's like, well, let's put that to the test and go out on the streets without a mask. And you know how the old saying goes, F it, let's do it live. So we're going to do that live. And of course, Tyler Nixon, also a legal expert, a lawyer. And so he can talk about the legalities or the illegalities of this. And then also, you know, what's happened here in Texas with Shelley Luther and the real response to this. Because, folks, I'm telling you, I don't do infighting. And, in fact, well, I'll just tell you this. People come to me with information about conservative groups that are up to some not-so-good stuff. Let's just put it to you that way. And, like, 99% of the time, I just don't want anything to do with it. I'm just like, look, I don't want to do infighting. I understand if you think this is bad and you want to bring it up in front of me, we can talk about it. But this, I'm not going to go after them about this. They'll eventually be exposed for what they're doing. And so that's never really been my battle. But what I'm saying is I will call out the conservative side of the aisle when I see them take up a losing attitude. And that's what I'm seeing right now with this General Flynn case. Hey, look, believe me, DOJ drops Flynn case. I'm happy. Like, Flynn is innocent, of course, but we shouldn't be celebrating this. I mean, the threads I'm seeing, the stories I'm seeing, the glad handing I'm seeing, it's like, no. You do that after you win the championship, you see? Not after you've outscored your opponent in the first quarter. Which, by the way, that's not even an accurate analogy because they've been kicking Flynn's ass for 3 years. So, no. I'm not going to be a part of this. Oh my gosh, we've had a victory. Thank God for Flynn. Flynn's life was destroyed. This country was destroyed. You were robbed of millions of taxpayer dollars for when they went after Flynn. The individuals responsible for setting up Michael Flynn need to be in jail. And then if you want to come to me with a glad hand or a party favor, I'll consider it. Now, the case with Shelley Luther, I think, is a little different. It wasn't as grand on scale. It wasn't the millions of taxpayer dollars. It wasn't the total destroying of her life. And God bless her. She, I think, financially, business-wise, is going to come out of this looking like roses. Who told you that was going to be the case 2 months ago? Oh, it wasn't. You know, the InfoWars war room is raw. But no, the individuals responsible for the Flynn setup all belong in jail. And see, the lawyer, the prosecutor knows this, Van Grack, and that's why he's just removed himself from the scene. It's kind of like what the Stone prosecutors did, and now the Flynn prosecutors are doing the same thing, and they're all Mueller, Bob Mueller henchmen. Anyway, so here's what I'm going to say, and I got some other news to get to, but my guests are coming up. Tyler Nixon, Jesse Lee Peterson in the second hour. Always fun with Jesse. By the way, big story right now. I know that Jesse's going to be hot to trot on here. And that's not just the shooting in Georgia, but there's been some other shootings and there's been other police brutality and some other stuff going on. And today, I think today, folks, is the day that you've now seen that the Drudge Report is not what it once was. If there was ever any debate left in your mind, I think today the debate is over. Today's Drudge Report has been total race baiting, liberal garbage. And some people started drawing that line when the Drudge Report was hyping up this coronavirus thing for a bunch of months and amplifying the shutdown. But to me, that was just kind of like, it's kind of just the mainstream thing. But this, what the Drudge Report's doing today, total race baiting, total pitting of the cops versus the people. That's some propaganda garbage right there. That's not the Drudge Report that I know and love. So I'm sitting here wondering, do I just stop having the Drudge Report? Guys, give me the side cam, because just so you guys see, like, I'm sitting here monitoring live news as I'm talking to you, literally. The Drudge Report, and then I have television streams of news streaming all the time. So I always have the Drudge Report there. It's like, is it time to switch? Is it time to not have the Drudge Report there? Just to make that change? Even if I did think it was still relevant enough to be there, is it just time to make that change? Like, we've got Drudge Report mugs, you know, coffee mugs where we drink the InfoWars coffee, the Patriot Blend coffee from InfoWarsStore.com. I kind of want to smash one with a hammer just for a video. Just to be like, hey, what the hell happened to Drudge Report? Because, folks, there's people. Well, let me just put it this way. The story about the gentleman in Georgia that got shot, well, you're not getting the full story, just like every other time. And again, why is it this story that goes viral and not Mike Ramos? Like, I always forget the guy. I forgot his name. I used to remember it by heart. The guy in St. Louis, young kid sleeping in his house, cops show up in SWAT vehicles, literally. Like, the house was almost shot up, folks. Like, almost shot down, like, destroyed. And they killed it. But you never heard about that. You can guess why. So, when we come back, it's going to be Tyler Nixon and Louie Huey. And they are walking around mask-free illegally. Oh, my gosh, in Denver.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, storable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. And most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So if you get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again, because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump can turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, storable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in, at InfoWarsStore.com. BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. Tell CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus, now, 50% off. How do you put a people under house arrest? How do you put them under siege? Well, you tell them you're protecting them from a virus that you yourself cooked up with the globalist deep state and then had China release to then take down the populist president and those pesky American people that have become too uppity. Bill Maher even admitted it. Man, I hope we have a depression. And now they've tailored the whole thing where the big corporations and the media are going to keep the country closed along with the help of the blue cities and blue states all the time, blaming Trump and capitalism and Americanism for the depression it creates. If America is that stupid, we deserve what happens to us. But as for me, I'm not sitting here and I'm not taking it. It's all the nanny state and the peer pressure that they're the good people keeping everybody safe. But that's not what they're doing. They are pulling America up by its roots and irrevocably damaging our savings, our health, our whole world, and committing millions of third world people to death. Hiding in plain view, Politico, the Associated Press, you name it, admit that a half a billion people, extra 500 million, are now at the subsistence starvation level on top of all the millions already starving because of the global lockdown. That is hundreds of times worse than all the deaths in the world caused by COVID-19. And the very people that cooked it up and gave it to the Chi-Coms at the World Health Organization with Bill Gates involved are now the ones running the operation to shut down society, create a depression, and forcibly inoculate everybody. This is insane. Ladies and gentlemen, if they succeed, it's over. You need to get prepared now. You need to get high-quality, storable food now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you need to get politically active and challenge this verbally everywhere. Big tech is trying to censor everyone right now and bully people into saying you can't even challenge verbally social distancing. This is beyond 1984. The tyranny of the dual order is here. Get prepared now and spread the word in the info war. You are the Paul Revere's.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Is under attack. This is the War Room.
All right, the mayor of Denver has gone full tyrant out there in Colorado and is now making masks mandatory. And so Tyler Nixon, who is an attorney, is going to respond to that, talking about how that's not even legal. And he's also with Louis Huey there, one of the proud members of the Proud Boys, who has a very nice hat on his head as well that he got from InfoWarsStore.com. And so are they ready to go, guys? Can you guys hear me out there in Denver?
Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Well, yeah, but it's because you don't have a mask on. Didn't the mayor say that you're supposed to be wearing a mask?
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, this is our wonderful mayor, the very serious dance artist before he goes on CNN, because it's such a heavy duty crisis. He's dancing like some kind of little, it's absurd. Check it out on Twitter. Yeah, the mayor of Denver, who is more dictator than mayor, frankly, after this order, we have an emergency order in place until May 11th here in Colorado. He decides as of the first to drop some sort of like face covering general order across the entire city, threatening fines up to $999 and even criminal prosecution for those who don't wear so-called face coverings out in public where you're going to be interacting with anybody else. So you're in line, you're at a bus stop, and then requiring, the thing is so poorly written. It cites no evidence, no type of medical studies or anything, nothing from the WHO, CDC. It just says generally the CDC and the Colorado Department of Public Health have recommended that members of the public, when they need to interact with others outside the home, and especially in settings where only people are present, should cover the mouth and nose to prevent inadvertently spreading COVID-19. So when they say should cover, it means like if you're going to sneeze or you're expelling anything. But all of the literature I could find online from the World Health Organization, no less, says, for example, this one, when to use a mask, right? If you're healthy, you only need to wear a mask if you're taking care of a person with suspected 2019 nCoV infection. Wear a mask if you are coughing or sneezing. Masks are effective only when used in combination with frequent hand washing with alcohol-based hand rub or soap water, and know how to dispose of it properly. So there are many studies actually that say that there's not only not efficacy to it, but I'm looking at one right here which says that, there's a risk actually involved with people wearing masks because, first of all, they get a false sense of security. And secondly, they're wearing a filthy rag around their face constantly. So people are touching this. They're adjusting it. You'll see them doing it. They're touching it. They've got a COVID-19 or germ collector.
Well, yeah, they're getting like they're breaking out on their face because the things are dirty. They're sucking in the carbon monoxide that they're exhaling. I mean, we have the same mask. We have the same mask phenomenon happening in Austin. So I walk around with articles from February, March, April, and May. It's like CDC, you don't need to wear a mask. WHO, you don't need to wear a mask. Surgeon General, you don't need to wear a mask. Three reasons why the mask doesn't work. And so it's like, oh, but wear a mask anyway. And you're first to wear a mask, and we're going to shame you if you don't. No, I'm going to shame you with the facts and the truth. But what is the mayor saying if you don't walk around with a mask? Is that a punishable offense? Are you a criminal now?
Oh, yeah. Okay, they threaten generally. See, this is such a poorly written.
They put it down as civil penalty.
Well, no. Okay, so they threaten. It's amazing. It's four pages of junk. It's all order and no authority. In other words, there's no law cited. They cite executive orders. They cite the statutes for emergency situations. They cite that the city council declared an emergency. But they don't give you you don't have the authority. Why not? Well, what about your eyes? Why not make people wear eye protective wear, right?
Yeah, it'll go right through your eyes.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a joke if you're worried about people getting infected. I mean, it's just a sloppily written, unfounded in any law that I can find order that goes excessively beyond anything that's necessary and threatens, frankly, for age 3 and up. I mean, what are you going to card a 4-year-old to find out how old they are? I mean,
bad. The guy didn't even have the huevos to sign his own order. He had administrator do it. Yeah,
worse, they're ordering businesses to require their employees to wear masks, and anybody who's involved in public transportation, Uber riders. So you see these people riding around alone in the car between rides, I guess, wearing face masks.
So ridiculous.
And it's just absurd, man. And you know what's worse? It's worse than any other. I'm looking at China. But they've got a list under this one article about all the different, like first of all, the World Health Organization says not to wear masks if you don't need to, unless you're in a situation, a mask isn't going to replace common sense, folks. We all know if you're coughing, if you're sick, if you've been exposed to people, use common sense. But this like blanket order, I just wonder, it's literally, I believe, so this mayor, this little potentate that we have here in Denver thinks, mayors are some of the worst executives. And I mean, they really get, especially in a one party type city, they really get out of control with the, first of all, the corruption usually and the graft and that kind of thing. But then also they become like dictators, literally. And this guy I think he wants to issue this dictate so he can say, yeah, we in Denver made everybody wear masks and saved everybody from the coronavirus, which is, of course, complete
nonsense. There he is dancing as he's not even signing his own illegal dictates, making you wear a mask. He gets to go do his little jig before he goes on CNN. Where's your mask while you're in your home? You might affect a fly might fly through your window. And then you just gave fly coronavirus. He's a fly murderer.
The baloney virus. I'm sorry. What'd you say? In socialist distancing we're doing here. I can't, of course. But anyway, here's the thing. The governor's emergency order ends May 11th. And I will say this. Freedom Works, I believe it is. They issued a governor's report card and listed Colorado number one with an A. And these are not like, these are libertarians and conservative, like Art Laffer, and said that believe it or not, I have to give him credit. Jared Polis has done the right things in terms of trying to, you know, doing a graduated reopening and not really like seriously affected our industry here. So why is the mayor 2 months into this thing? There's no spike, as I know it, in any like cases in Denver. There's no, you know, absolutely no like sudden outbreak or incidents.
Well, but this gets us to the longer issue, though, Tyler, because you could apply that same logic to the entire country. This whole coronavirus thing is done with. We're past it, folks. The coronavirus season is over. The fraud has been exposed. So how do you guys measure then the fact that we're getting more mandates now? We're getting more dictatorships now. We're having as if a million people did die, even though it was even though it was maybe 50,000. I mean, so why is it we're getting forced into all of this response for the numbers and everything that was proven wrong?
I think they're engineered panic. Even if the actual virus is real and it does kill people, it's the engineered panic is ending perhaps more quickly. It's not panning out to what they had hoped. Those who are authoritarians who want to be big cheeses like Mayor Cuomo, Governor Cuomo. Yeah, you might as well be, who relish this stuff. It puts them in the spotlight and they get to arbitrarily dictate to a whole community, a whole population just off the cuff. And I think this guy maybe felt like, oh, I haven't cashed in quickly enough on, you know, exercising, flexing my muscle and setting precedent where any health emergency, I can order people to wear actual devices or clothing around themselves. Literally, this is the most restrictive and frankly draconian of any type of face mask orders guidance or anything like that anywhere, including China. They don't make you wear masks in China.
Yeah, but look at this. He puts this up on Twitter. He says, today marks the start of the city of Denver's face covering order. Yeah, order. He's just ordering you. He's a dictator. But then he's like, it can be anything, a bandana, a T-shirt. So it's like, it doesn't even matter. It's not even medically effective. So I have my mask on. I'm wearing my mask. It's the invisible 95. It's the invisible 95 mask. It stops all coronaviruses on immediate contact. I'm wearing my mask.
Yeah, no kidding. And I'll tell you what, not only do they, as I said, there's no basis in law or constitutionality for that matter. So they have no foundation for other than we're going to order you and we're going to jack you up if we decide to, arrest you or a civil penalty. Where do they come up with these amounts, like up to $999? Probably there's a state law that interdicts, like if it's more than
$1,000. Yeah, they probably did some math like, oh, well, how can we pay off all of our debt? Hey, look, we got a 4-minute break here. Let's see if Louis Huey and Tyler Nixon don't get arrested by this illegal mayor of Denver.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
The lockdown is permanent dictatorship. The lockdown is designed to have the public accept their basic rights being suspended in a global medical tyranny led by the WHO and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in full control. Many will submit through fear. Others will be bought off. But in the end, the globalists admit they're building a post-human world. And now that we're inside the cage, it's going to move very, very quickly into its endgame. Submission to this is a form of living death and committing the next generation and our own generation to a living hell that cannot be imagined until you're actually experiencing this. This is your dignity, your soul, your future being torn inside out. This is a scientific dictatorship taking full control of humanity for its own selfish, disgusting power trip.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at 40% off at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing its potential, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold five times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said, on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient. People are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, good news, ladies and gentlemen. The face criminals, the breath criminals. What do you call people that refuse to wear a mask? Face criminals, breath criminals, breathing criminals, mask deniers. Are they mask deniers? That's a mask denier. You're a mask denier. I've got my mask on. You saw the mayor of Denver saying anything you want could be a mask. I mean, seriously, like I could do, I mean, like what? It's like you could literally do anything. Like here's my mask, a clown horn. Like, what do you want? What do you want? We'll just call it a mask. Here, a piece of paper. All right, I got a mask. But they say that you're going to be, so are they saying though, if you get caught in public, so you guys weren't arrested, you're illegally maskless in Denver right now, Louis Huey and Tyler Nixon, you guys didn't get arrested, but what are they saying? They, if they catch you in public without a mask, that they'll write you a citation, throw you in the slammer, and then force you to watch a dancing video of your mayor?
First of all, I just want to say, I just had an idea. There's Facebook. I'm starting Maskbook. All right. It's the new rage, right? Get on there, show your cuck colors and bow down before, kiss the ring of some random politician who decides they're God in your community. You know what's great, Owen, is like the American spirit lives in Denver, Colorado. And I don't see people running around. I mean, there's like 1 in 5 have masks. I mean, you see these people, but like nobody's, I went into 7-Eleven last night, it says no mask in service written sign on the door. I went in, they served me.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, it's like they're not going to be stupid. They're not going to enforce this idiot mayor's arbitrary dictates. I mean, it's so far. It's like I said, it's more excessive than any country on the earth at this time. There's no country I know that forces anybody to wear a face mask in the general public. And
unless you're in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Yes, exactly. We got a region you can move to if you're really like having your head covered, you know, constantly and wearing.
Wait. We got bad news for you. Mask book already exists.
Oh my God.
Wow. $1 million idea stolen already.
Yeah. See, Zuckerberg, you bastard. 10 seconds later, he stole it.
Yeah. So unfortunately, your mask book, but you're saying nobody in Denver is really even wearing the mask.
Exactly. How are they going to enforce it? They can't enforce it. There's not enough police officers to enforce this.
Call a 3-year-old over and be like, let me see your ID. You don't have a mask.
Yeah. Like some kid is like rolling down the street in her mom's pushing it in the stroller. And the officer's like, I'm going to need to, do you have a mask for that kid?
Yeah. Do you have a permit for that stroller, son?
Imagine though, like they throw all of you in jail and then there's like 100 of you in one jail cell. You're having a party. You're all mask free.
Yeah. Well, you know, I blame as far as like the mayor and his staff, frankly, who went a lot. If he tells them they got to do it. But the public health director, I just blame it on his poor education or something. This is the most poorly written order. It's just a panoply of like.
Yeah, it looks like he spent more time coordinating a dance routine for Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Before he goes on CNN.
It's all a party to these Democrat politicians, man. They're cashing in right now. It's a cash cow. It's a stereo hoax. I'm sick of it. I want to get back to my life. I'm tired of these tyrants telling me what I can and can't do. I'm a free man.
That's right. Yeah, I think there's resistance. It's subtle resistance out there. People are just fed up with it. And by the way, Owen, that was great. You springing that lady from jail yesterday.
Yes.
Yesterday evening. Attaboy. Congratulations. I heard the judge released her, and we credit you.
Yeah.
Single-handedly.
InfoWarriors, you guys really did it.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, to me, it was just an instinctual thing. I mean, I don't want credit. You know, I'd like people, if I get thrown in jail illegally, to do the same thing, you know, for anybody. If it happened to one of you guys, you know, I'd do the same thing. So it's really just, you know, a matter of doing what's right. But hey, you know, I will say that I am proud of the fact that, yeah, InfoWars was there, boots on the ground before any other media. And then all the other media shows up after she's released and it's convenient for them to have the story then. So I am proud of that aspect of what we do here at InfoWars and this great audience and all of our great guests as well. But, you know, it comes back to the same issue here, Tyler, which is this is all illegal to begin with. There is no law. There is no, they can't arrest you for not wearing a mask or fine you, or they can't send you to jail. But Tyler, how about this one for a legal question? Have you ever seen, I've never seen this. I've never heard of this ever. Where a judge says, all you have to do is apologize and I won't give you jail time. I mean, what?
Well, or moreover, what about, who's ever seen a mask-wearing judge? I'm sorry, I think you should show your face. You're far enough away in a court. You have distance. I mean, give me a break. You're going to hide behind a mask when you issue orders jailing people? That should be against the law, if anything else. You should not be able to wear a mask.
We have the right to face our accuser.
Yeah, but they got to sell the fear that you have to wear a mask, and that's why they're telling you to wear one and you can't have a business. So they've got to wear the mask. I'm surprised. I mean, I'm surprised Judge Moyet doesn't come out in a damn spacesuit. It's like, seriously, like, yeah, these Democrat judges are going to start coming out with like in a Darth Vader suit, like,
well, you illegally opened your business. You will now be sentenced to jail. You will be forced to wear a mask by the New World Order.
Or they like walk around in spacesuits.
It's so funny you say that, Owen, because I'm going to tell you what, if I ever wear a mask out in public, because I feel like it's going to be Darth Vader's mask. And, you know,
yeah.
Cover the whole deal.
Oh, no, the mayor said, choose your mask. You should just do that. But then they arrest you. But then did you see the stormtrooper? The stormtrooper girl, she tries to promote her business that's dying by getting dressed up in a stormtrooper costume, drawing some attention. She gets pointed guns at her.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's insane. I mean, I'll tell you what, though. We're doing the country a favor. This whole thing is doing the country a favor in the sense it's exposing who are the vassals, who are the instruments of the police state. Who's willing to go along? What are the judges? Who are the, people who are going to wield the baton, so to speak? I guess, you know, we can see who they are. We know who they are, and you know, I think there's still that great silent majority that are like going along. Okay, let's tolerate it to a point, but it's time to get back to business.
Yep.
And I think we'll come roaring back, and we'll elect President Trump to a second term. We'll see the end of Joe Biden's reign of error, and frankly, move on and be better and stronger than ever. And I hope courts take up these totally unconstitutional arbitrary restrictions that are being put out with no authority whatsoever other than coercion, basically force. We'll send the cops after you. And I just don't think that these elitist politicians have enough law enforcement or people willing to do their bidding against the general population. And I see that here. I don't see police in Denver like looking to bust anybody's chops or make them wear masks.
We're still here. We haven't been fined $1,000 yet.
That's
right. If they do find me $1,000, I will see you in court.
Oh, wait. I think I see a SWAT team and a tactical vehicle coming around the corner. Let's get out of here.
Right.
Yeah, they'll send the stormtroopers after you, like they did in West Odessa, pointing guns at those citizens. But let me ask you this, Tyler. I think the only way to deal, because you said it, the rats, the traitors, the un-Americans in these positions of power have exposed themselves. I mean, I'm serious, man. I think that the judge that put Shelley Luther in jail, Moye, he should go to jail. I'm serious. I'd put him in jail for life for what he did.
It's an abuse of power. And what you said, I mean, look, first of all, it's a contempt proceeding. There was no trial. It was an arbitrary order of the judge to hold this woman in contempt and then to force her to have to utter words or he's going to lock her up. I mean, that's sick. I mean, yes, they can get away with it, I guess, in that sense. You can, you know, lighten someone's sentence by having them do some sort of penance. But that type of penance is chilling, authoritarian, and completely anathema to everything this country stands for. And that guy should be removed from the bench for cause. Frankly, this bar is an attorney. That's disgusting. Forcing people to apologize and, you know, respect the authority of this random judge behind a face mask. Yeah. And that's just, he's not enough time to serve. He just has to wear a mask. I think he did perfectly to hide his identity. And they'd love it. You know, just like the mass executioners of the Middle Ages and whatever. You know, people who are not proud of what they're doing hide behind masks. We see it in the, and frankly, the terrorists. We see it with a lot of, you know, drug enforcement and sort of like the sneaky law enforcement operations that go on, seizing people's property, busting people for, you know, consensual behavior, that kind of thing. If you're proud of what you're doing, if you're, you know, if you're an upright American and you have a good heart, you don't need to wear a mask. You don't need to hide your face when you do your go about your business. And frankly, in this world, I mean, common sense still exists amongst the average person. You know, simple etiquette involving respiratory, you don't cough and sneeze around people. You wash your hands and you don't touch your face. I mean, it's real simple. We don't need to wrap some kind of slop, disgusting rag around our faces. They'll be collecting germs and people are touching. I mean, I bet you get more illnesses out of this order than would have been otherwise.
It's turned out that the response in New York has made it worse.
Thank you. I want to breathe the germs. I want to breathe dirt and whatever. I want to basically, you know, build my immune system up when I go out. I don't want to be like some, look, if you want to hide in your hole with your mask on, cowering and listening, waiting for the latest order from the dictates on high from the
Politburo. Well, it's turned out this is just political. It's really just turned out that this has just been a political stunt and it's been politically motivated from the get-go. And it's really pathetic, folks, but that's what this has all turned out to be. Politically motivated.
InfoWars has become a symbol, an emblem of not just American freedom, but worldwide maverick spirit. It's not just myself or the host at InfoWars, or the researchers, or the journalist. It's you, the listeners, the activists, the people on the front lines in the arena. And it's the amazing guest and individuals that we interview that make InfoWars so special, because we're not putting a filter in front of free minds. We're having an open discussion about the real state of the world, not the establishment talking points that are put out by the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg Group, the Davos Group, and other globalists. We're pushing for a pro-human future where we build a planet and beyond based on humans, for humans, by humans. Not a world where the establishment hate themselves, project their hate onto us, and decide we're going to have a post-human world. I'm really excited to know that InfoWars has your support, and I want to thank you all for being pro-human and pro-God. Globalism is all about making the nation-state and the population itself obsolete, non-essential. That's why they position it with economic tariffs, taxes, and controls to where family farms and industry that's based in the United States has to shut down or be part of a large corporate conglomerate. That's part of making us obsolete, so that as the human world is phased out, they can simply look at us and say, because, again, you are non-essential. That's what the robots and all of this is about. It's about setting it up where we're no longer in charge of our lives. We can be told to stay in our houses. And after all, shut up. This world doesn't belong to people anyways. It belongs to the new AI gods, the rich elitists that have merged with machines. Yeah, that sounds completely insane, doesn't it? That's actually the public plan they're pushing. These people are completely psychotic and make Hitler look like a choir boy.
The War Room.
Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, so we're seeing some of the responses from the DOJ dropping the Flynn case. But, you know, it's all kind of a reversal of reality with James Comey and all these other people saying it's a crime that they're dropping this. They have to go after Flynn. Let's go ahead and listen to one take here. From Neil Katyal.
Stay with us. Neil Katyal, let me bring you into this conversation. Two former FBI officials in the last 10 minutes telling me that this was ultimately about lies told to the vice president MSNBC. Of the United States. Information MSDNC. They knew were lies. And the FBI coming in and wanting to understand why Mike Flynn was lying to Mike Pence and why that information was being communicated
it's literally fake news.
To the American public about
literally never happened
with Russians during the transition.
Oh,
what does
gosh.
It say to you? That Bill Barr says there's no crime committed if you lie about that.
Didn't
to the
happen.
FBI.
Yeah, I mean, Nicole, it's not just lies, but admitted lies. Michael Flynn went twice right. before the court and said, I did it. The last time he said, quote, I recognize the actions I acknowledge in court today were wrong and that through my.
Yeah, pause it. I'm sorry. It's just, see, this is the problem, folks. These people are such liars. And the people that watch this have no idea. They don't understand these complex issues. They haven't done all the background research. Folks, Flynn said that that he accepted the charges because he didn't want to pay legal bills for the rest of his life. He was broke. So he just said, how do I end this fast? And then he said, just accept the charges. He said, fine, I'll plead guilty. I'm done. I don't want to deal with this. Destroy me. I have to keep whatever finances I've left for my children and my grandchildren. I'm done with this. And the FBI even said that. The FBI stated that. The FBI released a statement saying Michael Flynn didn't lie to us. But see, they're not going to tell you that on MSDNC. But here's the big spin that they're about to get to. That, oh, this is a crime against justice by Bill Barr and the Department of Justice. No, listen to me, you little twerp. Listen to me, you little rat dropping. Neil Katyal piece of dirt. Because you know all this damn well, you fraud. You know, see, I hate getting mad, but it's just like, you know, I have to stare at these people. I know who these people are. You know, you better hope someday that you traitors don't get what's coming. I mean, you better damn well hope that you traitors don't get what's coming. Because, I mean, like, you're a damn liar. You are a damn dirty liar. And I'd love to see Mike Flynn in a cage with this douche. Excuse me. See, I'm just getting mad. It's just, I have Neil Katyal telling me that, oh my gosh, Bill Barr and the Department of Justice dropping the Flynn charges is such a miscarriage and an abuse. This is so dangerous. You dirtbag communist liar. The setup of Mike Flynn is what's dangerous. The setup of Roger Stone is what's dangerous. The setup of Donald Trump is what's dangerous. The lies of James Comey and the FBI is what's dangerous. And then you little dirtbag, elite academia piece of dirt, you are what is dangerous to this republic. And you better hope that the American people never realize how. See, you're the real threat. You're a bigger threat than coronavirus. And if you see the response we've had to the coronavirus, imagine when we realize the threat that you are. You will be squashed like a bug. You will be a you-know-what stain on a dirty diaper of this country. You Obama acolyte bum. Let's go back to this traitor piece of garbage on MSNBC.
And that through my faith in God, I am working to set things right. Boy, I mean, the idea that the Justice Department could do this, you called it stunning. It's past stunning. This is the collapse of the Justice Department, as
good.
Chuck and I and others who've worked there knew it. And there are
good.
Tens of thousands of federal prisoners in jail right now. None of them got this kind of review of, scouring to find anything that might possibly.
Folks, this dirtbag is openly admitting to you how corrupt the whole thing was. Do you hear this complete piece of human trash on MSNBC? Total human trash. Neil Katyal. You know, I wonder if this guy isn't short on some adrenochrome, too. Wonder if this guy doesn't like having pizza parties in a basement.
The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening.
We are now into the second hour of the InfoWars War Room is Raw. And one of our rawest guests is Jesse Lee Peterson. And you know, Jesse, I wanted to get into what I'm seeing on the Drudge Report today, and then what we're seeing with the man in Georgia that was shot, Ahmaud Arbery, and then what we're not seeing about him, and then also videos in New Jersey with police and other areas, and how they're making the whole thing all about race, race baiting, pitting cops against people, pitting white people against black people. Not telling you the full story about these issues. But man, you know, I just played this clip, Jesse, and I am so angry now. And my producer, Scott, did a good job. He put that clip in there just to do this to me today, to set me off. And he's laughing right now. He's really proud of himself for doing so. But I mean, Jesse, I'm livid. We have a total, I mean, it's a criminal enterprise that's been going on at the Justice Department, at the CIA, at the FBI under Barack Obama. A total criminal enterprise, a threat to this country, a threat to our freedoms, a threat to truth and justice. And then I have this dirtbag going on MSNBC saying the fact that they dropped the Flynn case is the egregious act, is the threat to justice, is the threat to truth. I mean, I want to reach my hands through the television set and strangle this guy.
You know, man, I don't think there is any one person in America who is surprised by this. We have been knowing that. We have known for a long time since Barack Obama, the fallen messiah, been in the White House, that it was just corrupt. I remember the attack on the Tea Party. I remember the IRS going after people, lying crooked Hillary. Obama lied about everything. And then we hear about this happening. It's no surprise. And the only reason that we are starting to get a hint of it is because of the Great White Hope, and that he is starting to expose these people for what they are and what they've been doing. And that's why they don't like him. They hate him for that reason. If he was one of them, they would love him. It would be no problem. And I'm not surprised at all that they finally had to let General Flynn go, because we all knew that that man had not done anything wrong. It's just that the Democrats and the right-o Republicans want to control us. They are about power and wealth and nothing else. And so I'm really happy that he is going free. It's about time. And I hope that he sue their pants off for what they have done to him and just stand up and fight no matter what. It's time for America to take the government back. It is we the people, not we the government. And we have given the government too much power. And likewise, the right-o Republicans are no good either, because they knew a lot of this stuff was already happening before we started to discover it. And the right-o Republicans went along with it. I believe that they are no different than the Democrats, that they're there for power and wealth. They really don't care about we the people. Look how they tried to treat the president when he first ran. They were not in favor of Donald Trump at first. And I don't really think they support him all the way now. It's just that they are afraid of being exposed and they want to stay in the White House, in government. That's what's happening. We have a corrupt government, and it's been going on for a long time now.
Yeah, you know, and let's talk about that too, because I'd probably be the guy if I was, you know, walking around Nazareth or you know, seeing the miracles of Jesus, I'd probably be the guy saying, why isn't Jesus, you know, pulling a Darth Vader on these people and just like choking them out and just like robbing their breath, just choking out the tyrants and the liars and the thieves and the criminals? Because, you know, I kind of take that approach to Trump. And I guess my point is this, and I want to get your response. It's like Trump, because the reason why Jesus was so powerful, whether you believe in Jesus actually existed or just the story, the reason is because he was just a good, honest man that pointed out corruption and then just took all the flack, just got attacked, got crucified, and just stood there with his hands up saying, look, I'm innocent. I'm just exposing bad people. Do you view it as kind of that's the folklore that Donald Trump is kind of having right now, where he's just like standing there, just taking all the flack, not really moving against these people, you know, not really like Darth Vader on the Death Star, you know, choking them out, like, you know, I'd like to see some of them done. And he's just kind of sitting there, just letting them expose themselves, just letting them destroy themselves instead of moving against them. Do you think that that's kind of the president's strategy? And if so, do you like that strategy, or are you ready to see more hardcore action?
100%, man. That's a home run question. You're absolutely right. Our battle is a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil. And when we as children of God learn to endure all the pain, all the conflict that our enemies put upon us, and when we learn to endure every negative thought, every thought, because our thoughts are not our own, we don't create thoughts. When we can reject every thought, then the real power will come out, because the power, the greater power, is in the children of God, especially in men. And when you can endure, the enemy will expose themselves. But we got to learn to endure the way that the president is doing it. And if you notice, over the last almost 4 years now, the president has done things in a very timely way. When it looked to the naked eye that he's losing, he's really winning. And if the children of the lie, which are the children of Satan, have not been able to destroy him because he have learned how to endure every pain the enemy throws upon him, and also the imagination. Our thoughts are not our own. We don't create thoughts. We have never had an original thought. And when we can understand that, we can defeat. Yes, there is a time to go to physical war, but for the president, it's not the time yet. But to be still and allow these people to expose themselves, and they have clearly and are still doing that. They're exposing themselves because good will always win over evil if you don't have any resentment or hatred in your heart. If you operate from perfect love, the work that the president is doing and the work that Jesus did, greater work shall we do. I can imagine Jesus going, what the? He can't believe it. But he know that he has to perfect love of God working through him, and that all will be well.
You know, it's funny to say that I call you the Black Yoda, because you're such a wise sage and you're so patient. I'm like up here. I mean, I have my graphics that is like my stage. My set is on fire because like I'm ready to burn stuff down. Like I'm ready to choke tyrants out. I'm ready to start shining boots and kicking ass. Like I'm done, man. Like I'm out of patience. Like, and it's frustrating because people know me. I mean, folks, when I sit here and I have to respond to Bill Gates saying that we're going to vaccinate the world, yeah, I get mad. I can't help that. Maybe that's a personality flaw, but I don't live my life like this. Like, you know, I'm not a hateful person. Just looking at the eye of this evil, I lose patience and I get enraged. And that's why I'm kind of embracing this whole like attitude era thing where I'm beating things up. I think I broke my thumb yesterday pounding the desk on air. But I mean, at what point though, Jesse, do we, I mean, it's like for me, I either just have to get away from it entirely or just untether and just let my soul out and let my spirit live. But I mean, how do you think Trump deals with this? Because that's what I don't understand. If I'm President Trump, I'm so fed up with these people. Like, right. I don't know how he deals with this.
Well, you should always speak up, but don't resent. You should always deal with issues as they come. But do it without anger. Because anger is judgment. Anger is hatred. And when you have anger, your enemy will overtake you. But if you don't have that anger, you have to overcome that anger, because it's the nature of Satan. And so the president has managed to overcome that. He was close to his father while growing up. He grew up in a Christian environment, I believe. So he has learned to overcome that anger and deal with the issues. We should not shut up. but we should not get angry, because once you become angry, you're going to act out exactly what the children of the lie want you to do. And then, for example, they accuse white men of being white supremacists, right? And so what they do is they lie on the white people, they lie on the white men. When white men speak up, they say white supremacists. And then the white guys get angry. And the moment you get angry, you do things that you wouldn't ordinarily do. And when you do them, they say, look, I told you that they were white supremacists. And now the weak people join forces with the enemies, and they end up trying to.
Well, I'm glad you talked about that. That's a perfect segue to the next segment. We're about to go to break here, because I want to segue into this, because we're getting the trend. It's boiling back up just in time for summer, like the mainstream media does every year. Yeah. Race bait. Yeah. Race bait, pit police against citizens. And in this period of time, it's even more dangerous than it usually is. But you know, folks, I've been saying that Jesse Lee Peterson is the Black Yoda for a while, but I went back and I looked at some of Jesse's photos from like the 70s and stuff. He hasn't aged a bit, and so it might even be true.
I was talking to my wife tonight, and I was saying our economy slowing down and shutting down is like shooting a deer, and it runs 100 yards before it knows it's been shot, and then it finally dies. She said, well, yeah, when I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, one time there was an argument in the street and another man shot another man in the head. And the man that got shot in the head had blood pouring out a huge hole. And he was holding it and he walked around gibbering, talking nonsense for about 60 seconds and then just fell over dead. Well, that's what's going to happen with our economy. It is in cardiac arrest. This has been done by design. And the UN, the Chi-Coms, the mainstream media orchestrated it, hyped it, and tried to keep the economy closed. So remember, the depression that's coming and the third world collapse is all on the UN, on Bill and Melinda Gates, on Obama, on Hillary, on Biden, on the Democrats. We tried to stop it. We tried to fight it. But you guys said you wanted to wreck America and the world, and now you've done it. Congratulations. It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world, and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculations. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny, and we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your life and our lives. Congratulations.
Make a friend with death. It's a saying so old that no one knows who first said it. Every culture has their own way of memorializing that simple statement. But you don't want to make a friend of the death of civilization and the death of the human species. The moment of truth is now here. We are facing the post-human era. And I've been warning you for many years that they would use a global viral crisis to click, put us in the cage, and then roll out the robot takeover. This is just the beta test. China's moving out of beta and into operational control. In just a few years, we will be under full globalist control. Forced inoculations, total surveillance, and we're all being taught that we are obsolete. The term they use is non-essential. This is not some dystopian novel. This is reality. This is the New World Order. This is Satanism.
One of the best nutrients nature has provided, beetroot, has been used for hundreds of years in natural medicine. Now you can experience the power of this ingredient today with VasoBeat from InfoWars Life. Guaranteed to be the next addition to your daily routine, VasoBeat is the most concentrated liquid beet extract on the market, fully utilizing the heart-healthy nitrates and antioxidants to support your mind and body. VasoBeat is great for anyone looking to support healthy living or athletic performance. So check out one of the most incredible ingredients today with VasoBeat from InfoWars Life.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a lot of breaking news coming down right now that I'm going to be reporting on here momentarily, but I want to get to these developments I'm seeing right now with Jesse Lee Peterson, and it seems to come, Jesse, right before the beginning of every summer. The mainstream media picks a police brutality story that they want to go with, and they always hand choose which one it is, Jesse. And you know, I think that this is the biggest takeaway from this, because look, I want to be clear. I'm against a police state. I'd like to end the war on drugs. I don't want police getting involved in my personal life. Heck, I'm never going to tell somebody to use heroin, but if you want to go string out on heroin, you know what? That's your business. And as long as you're not getting in anybody's way, I don't think you should be harassed and the taxpayer shouldn't have to deal with you. But that same token, I also don't ever want to be an enemy with the police. I want to have a good relationship with the police, and I appreciate the police. They're not in a good position a lot of the times too. But there's a give and take, and there is going to be some gray area. But Jesse, what I'm seeing today was really horrifying, and I think it was amplified by the fact that Drudge was really going with this angle today. This is the worst I've seen the Drudge report since whatever changes went down there. But basically, you have the story coming out of Georgia, which is actually weeks old, but now they're picking up on it, where an individual, a young man, 25 years old, who, by the way, they're not telling you this, had a history, folks, of violent crimes, okay? And fleeing the scene, a long history. Now, I'm not justifying what may have happened to this guy. It's still unclear to me, but they always leave that aspect out of it. And so they're saying white supremacists basically hunted a black man. That's literally what the Drudge report said. That's what they're saying. These white guys went out and hunted this guy. Again, the story is more looking like it's going to develop that the guy was involved in an armed robbery and fled the scene and they chased him down. Now, you can say that's bad or good, but that's the story they're not telling you. And then you have the cops beating up people in New Jersey, which, again, these New Jersey police are out of control. I remember a New Jersey police officer slammed a 15-year-old girl's head into the beach just last year. We covered it. So, again, there are cops that are out of control, but they make it all about black people, and they say white New Jersey police are beating black people in the streets. Hey, I salute these black people for disobeying the social distancing and standing up against tyranny. But can we stop making this all about race? Because that seems to be the real agenda, Jesse. It's not about mending relations with police officers or trying to bring people together or understand race relations at all. It's all about just racial divisions, victimizing anybody, pitting one group against the other. By the way, this story came from the Washington Post today, too, just more race baiting. Hispanics are almost twice as likely as whites to lose their jobs amid coronavirus pandemic. Now, they don't actually, I mean, that's all made up data, that's just theorizing. But Jesse, we had a shooting here in Austin, Mike Ramos. Did you even ever hear about Mike Ramos? You ever heard of Mike Ramos?
I have not.
So that's my biggest point here, and I want to get your response to all this. But my biggest point is the media picks and chooses which shooting you hear about. They pick and choose. You heard about Mike Brown in St. Louis. They lied to you about that. You didn't hear about the other kid. I forget his name. Maybe the crew can remind me. Who got shot in his house. Literally sleeping in his bedroom. A SWAT team just shot up his house. Bullet holes all over. Ends up dead in his bed. And but all you hear about is Mike Brown. Same thing. Mike Ramos. You never heard of Mike Ramos. But now you're going to hear about this kid in Georgia. So the media gets to pick and choose what police brutality or what shooting they're outraged by. And then they make it all about race.
There was a black guy that shot a black female cop, I believe, and Abby killed her. And you haven't heard anything about that story either. This thing that happened in Georgia, because it was white on black, this is the 4th of July for the black race hustlers, for the liberal media, for the Democratic Party, because they use this type of stuff to intimidate white people. And that's what they're going to do with this guy. They presented this guy as some little black guy running, taking a jog out in the community, and white people had nothing else better to do but to hunt him down and kill him. This guy was not an angel, according to all the reports I've seen. He was not an angel tiptoeing through the tulips. And they can't find an angel doing that. So they have to take these thugs and promote them as innocent blacks to try to prove that white people are racist, that they hate the blacks, and they're just going out killing them in their homes, in the world. It's just not true. And it's not going to stop until white Americans and others stand up and say no to these race hustlers, including the liberal media, the Democratic Party, the black race hustlers, and the weak right-o Republicans. They are not going to tell you the truth. They are planning a live stream on this situation in Georgia, Al Sharpton and all of the black race hustlers. And they never going to reveal to you what this guy was really like. It's been reported that he, according to a story on TMZ, I believe, that this guy, there was a 911 call made that this guy was peeping into the home, one of the houses that was being built, and it wasn't new. It wasn't a new incident for him. It's commonplace for him to do that, and there have been robberies going on in that community. So this was not an unfamiliar guy. Even the two white guys who were on the back of the truck, they knew who this guy was. He was arrested while for carrying a gun to a basketball game. He tried to flee, but they caught him. He was also arrested for burglary, stealing an item from a store or something. This guy is not an angel. And I have to tell you, it's not going to stop until we say no to them. We got to stop giving the race hustlers their money. We have to stop agreeing with them, but point them out as to what they are. They are race hustlers. And you're going to see the mother all crying. Oh, I'm just a pitiful mother. My poor baby. They shot my baby. And I guarantee you, she knew that her baby was not an innocent boy. She knew it, but they're not going to say that because they're thinking about the money and the power. And they also, as I said earlier, they want the great white hope out of the White House. And they're going to ride this situation as long as they can. It's going to be a long, hot summer, but it's going to get worse before November. These people are liars. They're race hustlers. And what does just irritate me at times is that the blacks, not all, but most, the blacks are so brainwashed and dumbed down and demoralized, they don't have sense enough to think for themselves. It wasn't like that when I was growing up. Whenever there's a white-on-black incident or a police-on-black incident, the blacks act like it's happened to all of them. Like, they're every black. We are individual. We're not all the same. We serve a different God. I serve the God from within and above. Most of the blacks serve the God from below, the one that's straight out of hell. And so they all identify with one another. There was a guy that wore a KKK hood in a supermarket as a protection mask or something. And the blacks went nuts about that. I'm like, what the? Why y'all acting this way? This is one white man with a hood on. He doesn't represent all white people. He is not against all black people. But the blacks are so brainwashed, man. All you have to do is use that word racism. You can get them to go and jump in the ocean if you use that word. And that's why I'm encouraging white people not to get angry. Speak up. You can see the injustice, but don't hate the injustice. Then you can deal with it in the proper way. Otherwise, we're going to have a race war, and that's exactly what the race hustlers want. We got to start speaking up, standing up, but don't get angry so we can do it in the right way.
Yeah, and again, it's so important, folks, because the media intentionally does this to race bait and pit people against one another, and they don't tell you the full story. So we'll be right back with Jesse Lee Peterson for more on that.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, storable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point that they had so many orders coming in, that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner. They stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality portable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com. I've hunted a lot of big game at long distances with high-caliber rifles, and when you shoot an elk at, say, 600 yards, even if you hit them right in the heart, they'll still run 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 yards. They've got that adrenaline pumping through their arteries and through their veins, but all of a sudden they slow down, they realize what's happened, they fall over, and they die. Then you go bag them and haul them back in. Well, that's what's going to happen to the entire world now. And that's what the economic numbers show, is that we've been shot right in the heart. And for the first world, it's going to mean a long, horrible depression and a lot of death. Well, for the third world, it's going to mean probably over 100 million dead, according to the UN, and I believe their numbers, because it's the very UN that's orchestrated this to depopulate the third world. So to all the leftists that thought it was their revolution to get rid of Trump, you're a bunch of suckers, and you've bought into something bigger than what Hitler did. I don't like coming to you every day on the radio and TV stations that you watch and listen to us on and telling you all these horrible things. But you notice almost everything we've talked about horrible has come true. We were warning everybody to try to stop it. It's like telling somebody if you got a pool, put a fence around it if you have little kids. Because even if they're good swimmers, they can hit their head and drown. People don't listen. They go out and their kid's dead in the pool. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the death of the third world and the collapse of the first world. And this is 21st century warfare carried out by the globalists. And they admit they've orchestrated it. They admit it's, quote, good to save the earth. And they're teaching us to be more frugal. And they want to make us poor so they can dictate our surrender to this post-human technocracy. I know all this sounds insane when I was talking about it 25 years ago. But now it's public because it's their operations manual. I wish this wasn't the case. But there really are evil psychopaths in control of most major institutions, and we've got to stop them. InfoWars has become a symbol, an emblem of not just American freedom, but worldwide maverick spirit. It's not just myself or the host at InfoWars, or the researchers, or the journalists. It's you, the listeners, the activists, the people on the front lines in the arena. And it's the amazing guest and individuals that we interview that make InfoWars so special, because we're not putting a filter in front of free minds. We're having an open discussion about the real state of the world, not the establishment talking points that are put out by the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg Group, the Davos Group, and other globalists. We're pushing for a pro-human future where we build a planet and beyond based on humans, for humans, by humans. Not a world where the establishment hate themselves, project their hate onto us, and decide we're going to have a post-human world. I'm really excited to know that InfoWars has your support, and I want to thank you all for being pro-human and pro-God.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Locked in a battle
for the soul
of humanity, it's the War Room
with Owen Scheuer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, the story is at InfoWars.com. San Antonio City Council passes resolution declaring Chinese virus to be hate speech. So I'll see you in San Antonio in front of the City Council building tomorrow, and I will be chanting Chinese virus loud and clear for them to hear right in their face. And if they want to come out and accuse me of hate speech, well, have fun with that. It's not going to go well for you. So, that's fine. I'll just drive to San Antonio and take care of that tomorrow. And then I'll be right back here in studio to report on it for you, the live listening audience. I mean, Jesse, this is just a joke. And I know we were going to get back into the issues we were talking about. But I mean, it's just like every time something like this happens, it's just like, we lose another point of common sense. It's like we keep chipping away at our logic and our common sense, and just it's like Chinese virus is hate speech. The president just had a press conference with Governor Abbott of Texas. He was in the Oval Office. And he's just like, he's not being mean. He's just saying, look, the virus came out of China. He's like, why are we debating this? This isn't racist. It's a fact. It came out of China. That's like saying, you know, any like, you know, an American taxpayer. Oh, that's racist. Like what? He's in America. He pays taxes. It's like this came out of China. It came out of a lab. I mean, it's like, how do we even it's the same thing, though. It really is the same issue with what we're talking about. It's a lack of common sense. It's a lack of critical thinking. Oh, the media says racist white people are killing black people and hunting them. Wow, that must be real. White people are all racist. This is bad. There's no logic there. There's no common sense. There's no critical thinking. There's no actual verification of that. It's like the same thing. San Antonio City Council, it's racist to say Chinese virus. Well, it came out of China. I mean, literally out of a lab. They knew it, but you can't say that now. That's, I mean, it's like, where do we go? How do we, you can't just sacrifice common sense and it doesn't come back.
Yeah. You know, that's why I think that these times are amazing times. Amazing. It is so good to be alive right now, because I've said for 30 years now that our battle is a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil, right versus wrong. There is no gray area. And the children on the side of evil, they are exposing themselves like 90 going north, to a point that it's starting to wake up people. They're starting to look at this and say, this is absolutely insane. It's from China. It is the Chinese virus. And we have a right to say that. But if you give in to them, you lose that right. A lot of people are starting to wake up as a result of all this madness that we've seen come from the people of the left. And so this is an amazing time. We shouldn't freak out. We should stay aware so we can fight. And I'm glad to see that here that you're going down to San Antonio and deal with this. We need more men and women to get out there, especially men, and get involved. Speak up. Vote these people out. Don't give in to the intimidation. I have been called every name in the book and then some. Some names I've never heard of, but I'm not moved by words. You can call me whatever you want. I love what's right with all my heart, soul, and might. I love my country. I love the idea of the family. One man, one woman, and children. Married. The family. This is the greatest country on this side of heaven, and I'm not going to sit back and let them intimidate me by calling me names. As my grandfather would say, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never harm me. And that's what we have to be, because all they have are words. And if you give in to the words, they will intimidate you. I've always said for the last however many years that there is no such thing as racism. It has never existed. It's either good or evil. No such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, white supremacism, Islam Akbarism, deadbeat-dadism, or anti-Semitism. It's either right or wrong. And if you know that, then you can defeat these people with the truth. One man can change the world if he stood up and believed in what is right and fought back in the right way. It's time up for these children of the lie. It's time to stand up to them. And I'm really happy to hear that you're going down there. I love a good fight. There's nothing like a good spiritual battle. And that is happening in America today. I do want to mention one person that's really, I'm just so happy for her. This woman in Texas who stood up against that black judge. Obama appointed a friend of Obama or something like that. He supported Obama. And that woman said, you know what? Send me to jail. Do whatever you want. But I got to feed my family. I'm not going to let you destroy my business. That is the American way. You got to stand up, let them do whatever they got to do. But you stand up and it will always turn out good for you. That's what built this country. Christian men and women standing up for what is right. And so we got to start standing up, man. Otherwise, we're going to lose all our constitutional rights and everything else. Look at the blacks. Not all, but most black people, only purpose on earth now, only purpose on earth today is to be used for destruction. Not for good, but for destruction. And whenever you want to use them, whether it's for abortion, whether it's to hate white people, whether it's to go after the cops, reparation, affirmative action, more money, whatever, right? All you have to do is use the word racism. You got the blast. You don't have to worry. But if you say something, hey, let's stand up for the unborn child. Let's stand up for America. Let's show them that there's no such thing as racism. There's good and bad in all culture. Then the blacks will back away from it. They are not going to support you unless you're corrupt, because they have been so dumbed down, brainwashed, and demoralized that they don't know God. They don't know anything about good. They only know their dad is Satan. And that's why the children of the lie are using them for all destruction. Look how Obama screwed them. Obama screwed the blacks. Oh, he screwed them. He pretended that he was going to be of help to them. So they all went out and they voted for him twice. He did nothing to help black people. Not one iota of a thing. But because they are so into their blackness, the Republicans wouldn't let him do what he needed to do. We got to join together. The children of God must join forces and fight against the children of Satan. It's a spiritual battle. It is not physical.
Well, and you know, if you do like a good fight, this is the InfoWars War Room is raw. We kick ass and take names. So that's why I'm going to San Antonio, and I'm going to shine my boots up real good before I head down there, if you catch my drift. But, you know, Jesse,
Love that, man.
Here's the thing, though, about it. And the same thing goes for Shelley, who was arrested illegally and put in jail in Dallas, who was finally released today.
Yeah.
It's like this, Jesse. It's like, you know, you may not expect to get the last shot, the buzzer-beating shot in a basketball game. But if you're on the floor and you're down by a point and the ball is in your hands with 1 second to go, you have to shoot. You have to shoot the ball. You may have never planned on shooting that ball. You didn't even think you were going to be on the floor. The play was designed to go to the other guy, and you weren't supposed to be involved, but there's 1 second left. You have to shoot that ball. And so I want to be in that position. That's why I go out of my way to be in San Antonio and Dallas and other places to be in that position. I want that shot. I want to take that shot. I want to hit that winning shot. But sometimes, folks, you're going to have the ball in your hand, and you can't cower away or you're going to lose. And I think that was Shelley Luther is a perfect example. She was in a position she probably never thought she would be in. She didn't think she'd be the one called on to take that buzzer-beating shot. But there she was, ball in the hand, 1 second left. And she said, okay, well, I have to shoot. And she shot it. She made it. And now she's an American legend.
I loved it when that old stupid judge, Obama-supported judge, said, oh, if you just apologize, things would be better, whatever he said. And she's like, no, I'm not apologizing. I'm sick of the people who are supposed to be standing up for good apologizing to the children of lie. We don't have to apologize. We have to take that stand. And that's what she did. God bless this woman. She's a perfect example of how we have to start.
If that corrupt Judge Moyet would have told me, he would have said, I need you to apologize. You know what I would have said? I would have said, okay, I apologize to absolutely no one for absolutely nothing, because I didn't do anything wrong, and you're a corrupt Obama judge. Your ass belongs in jail.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out. It smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner. The lockdown is permanent dictatorship. The lockdown is designed to have the public accept their basic rights being suspended in a global medical tyranny led by the WHO and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in full control. Many will submit through fear. Others will be bought off. But in the end, the globalists admit they're building a post-human world. And now that we're inside the cage, it's going to move very, very quickly into its end game.
submission to this is a form of living death and committing the next generation and our own generation to a living hell that cannot be imagined until you're actually experiencing this. This is your dignity, your soul, your future being torn inside out. This is a scientific dictatorship taking full control of humanity for its own selfish, disgusting power trip. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality, storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard Jesse Lee Peterson in the last segment, and I quote, however many years, end quote. So Jesse Lee Peterson may be 1,000 years old, okay? I'm telling you, the Black Yoda, I mean, he hasn't aged in decades. It's kind of a freak show that's going on here. He is the Black Yoda. Jesse Lee Peterson, the JLP show, JLPtalk.com is where you can check him out too. Yeah, that's a stock photo we found of Jesse Lee Peterson. He didn't want you to see that, folks. But there it is right there. Seriously, here in the final segment.
I need 1 minute. I love the fire in the background there. You're on fire. So and then you're going down to San Antonio to Texas. As a result, this song is for you. Oh, Schwer is on fire. He's on fire. He's setting the world on fire. Oh, Schwer is on fire. Amazing. Thank you, man. I love the fact you're on fire.
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you something. The Virgin Mother herself could have been singing and serenading me, and I don't think it would have been as impactful as Jesse Lee Peterson just there. I think originally Alicia Keys, but yeah. I'm thinking JLP. That's JL Key with Owen Schroy on fire. That was really good, Jesse. Thank you.
Is on fire.
You made me smile big today, so I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
So
it's true.
But you know, getting serious here for the last second that you're with us here, you know, when I see a San Antonio City Council say you can't say Chinese virus, I'm wondering, who do they work for? Do they work for China? When I see a media that is intentionally trying to divide and conquer the American people with race baiting and racial tensions, I have to wonder, well, who are they? Who do they work for? What is in their agenda? Yeah. And you know, that's why I am on fire, Jesse, because I think that I know what is behind these people. I think I have a good idea what is behind these people. And we can talk about the rudimentary physical level things, and we can talk about the spiritual level things. But they are an enemy of truth. They are an enemy of America. They are an enemy of humanity. And so, yeah, I tend to get a little fired up. Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it's my role. Maybe it's not the role for other people. But, I mean, what goes through your mind when you witness all of this stuff? I mean, how do you, when you're hosting your radio show on a day-to-day basis, just get prepared for the onslaught of tyranny you have to stare directly into the face and the lies of the mainstream media that you have to expose? I mean, how do you stay sane?
Because I realize it's a spiritual battle. We're fighting against darkness. And I've come to realize that the liberal media, the Democratic Party, the right-o Republicans, and the black race hustlers are about power. It's about power and wealth. That's why they won't open up the country, because they want to make the people suffer. They want to put fear in them in order to control them. It's about socialism. And the best way to do it is to cause people to become afraid. You know, when I went to the post office earlier, it's like 90 degrees in Los Angeles. And most of the people walk around with masks, they're sweating, they can barely breathe. And then they run away from the people who don't have on the mask. And I'm thinking, I had no idea that America was so gullible. I didn't know they were so weak. And that's what the government want to see, along with the liberal media. It's all political now, and it is to take control of the people. It's about socialism. China, whether we realize it or not, China is here already. And most of the media, the Democratic Party, and some of the rightos support China, and it's following the money trail. You will see why they're doing it. It's about the money. It's no longer about we, the people.
No, see, that's it exactly. Because, you know, we all have this learned understanding of history and war. And this isn't an attack on us. It's just, things change in time. And you adapt, you know, psychologically to certain things and how you understand certain things. But that's it exactly. We don't have, you know, Chinese troops in Chinese fatigues with helmets and rifles and waving the flag coming in, you know, drawing quarter. We don't have that, but we do have China stealing our industry and our manufacturing with Apple and Nike and some of these other American companies that go over to China, and Google. We do have the Chinese censorship here in our backyard. Again, it's not waving a flag, but it's there. It's in disguise. It's an invisible enemy. As Trump said, we have a virus that was made in China, released into America. China lied about that. The World Health Organization was part of that, too. So it's this weird, and maybe we're just experiencing a major shift in human consciousness here that we just haven't really comprehended yet. But maybe that's it, is that we realize this is the new warfare. The old warfare of waving the flag and, you know, sticking the gun in your face is gone. It doesn't work. People catch up. And in America, we're all armed. We'll shoot you dead. But so they go with the silent war, which is, okay, we're just going to censor it. We're just going to take manufacturing, take the medical ingredients, and we're just going to kind of cripple America that way without even waving a flag, without even sending a troop in. And then the American people are going to have no idea what's going on. I mean, do you think that gear is finally going to be put into the cogs and that the American people are finally going to understand that?
I hope so, and I believe so. I hear a lot of millennials saying that they was, and others too, saying that they are stunned to see this happening. China's here. We are being destroyed from within. And the best way to destroy your enemy is to get within, and you can destroy them that way. We didn't know, or at least I didn't realize how much connection that or control that China already had over us. I didn't know how many students from China had been admitted to the universities in this country. And some of them are still in the secrets and returning them to China. I can guarantee you the administration and part of the government know about this, but because of the money, they don't care.
No, that's an incredible development, exactly, that people don't even talk about. The Chinese Confucius programs at universities, and then literal Chi-Coms that are Chinese agents going into American universities to steer opinion and influence opinion and become a part of the college culture, including, people believe it's coming right out of Xi Jinping's gene pool. I'll just put it that way. But it's like, this is going on. I mean, if an American, I mean, hell, look at what happened to the American students that went to China. I mean, it's like, if you're an American student in China and you try to propagate anything, you'll be arrested.
That's right. It really will. So that's why I say we need to see this ingested, but deal with it. I'm happy at what's being exposed right now, because now that some people are starting to wake up, and it doesn't take many. It just need a few brave souls to wake up and start getting involved. We can change the situation before we're too far down the road. Otherwise, if it wasn't exposed now, it would be getting worse. And thank God that we have the great white hope in the White House, President Trump, because had it been lying, crooked Hillary, or Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, or even George Bush and all those weak men, we will have hell to pay. There will be no way out. We have a chance to defeat this right now. We got to wake up. We got to get involved, vote these people out, and decent men and women start running for office. We can change it. We just have to stand up and fight back with love, meaning that don't hate. Fight with perfect love, and that way your enemy will not overtake you.
I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens in this upcoming election, because I just see the Democrat Party. I mean, we know the real obstacle of President Trump is not any Democrat candidate. It's election meddling. It's illegal voting. Yes. It's vote tampering. It's the fake news. I mean, that's the real obstacle that we have to pay attention to here. But I think if we have a real election without any voter fraud, illegal voting, anything, I really think that this is the perfect time for the red wave, because you are going to have the Trump base out and voting at least 60 million strong. They're going to vote for the other Republican names out there. Democrats are fleeing the Democrat Party, it's going under fast. And so the formula right now is adding up to a major, conservative House and Senate, as long as we just avoid this total theft of our election again.
I agree 100%. That's why I'm glad this is happening, so that people can see what the Democratic Party and the liberal media are up to. Now they'll really get out and vote and get rid of these people, and we can save America. We can really make a great. The Democrats and the media still want the illegal aliens to come in. In spite of what's happening, they're like, oh, you got to wear a mask. You got to stay in the house. The job markets are bad. It's bad. But let the illegal come in so they can take the few jobs away from you. It's crazy.
Yeah. And it's just right out on the face. And then again, with what happened to Flynn, what happened to Shelley Luther, what happened to Roger Stone, what they've done to Trump over and over again. Heck, what they do to the average American folks that they can try to get under the skin and ruin their life, they'll do it to you too. Jesse Lee Peterson, jlptalk.com. And folks, I mean, Jesse's involved with all kinds of stuff. It really is incredible. Rebuilding the Man. He's written books, The Bond. I mean, it's just incredible. Jesse, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, man. It was fun. And don't forget, Orange Schwartz is on fire.
I mean, I was serenaded by Jesse Lee Peterson today. I don't know how many people can say that, folks. I'm a lucky man.
It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world, and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculations. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny, and we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your life and our lives. Congratulations.
It was only 4 months ago that I warned President Trump and the American people that Cobra would never stand for you resisting our takeover. There is no limit to which we will not stoop to make you bow via the fear that is innate in your hearts. It was I, the leader of Cobra, that foresaw your inner cowardice and how much you would enjoy watching Netflix and wearing masks and gloves when you went out to feel all important like you were in a war.
InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, I'm going to hit a couple news stories here before we're joined by Robert Barnes in studio. But, you know, as I'm sitting here thinking about going to San Antonio tomorrow, there's an old image, and I bet the crew can find it. They find everything. And I remember I put it on a shirt. Actually, I put it on a tank top, and it's one of my favorite pictures of all time. And it's a street sign that has a bird, but it says it's like a no birds street sign that says no birds. So it's like an image of a bird and then an X through it. So it's like no birds allowed. And then a bird is just sitting on top of it, crapping on the sign. Like, that's my spirit animal. It's like, as soon as you tell me I can't do something, I'm going to do it just to show you that I can. So like San Antonio, yeah, there it is exactly right there. It's like, oh, no bird sign here? Yeah, I'll stand on your sign and crap on it. How do you like that? It's like, oh, I can't say Chinese virus in San Antonio? How about I go right in front of the city council with a sign and a bullhorn and say it? How do you like that? Oh, I can't say the Chinese virus? Chinese virus, Chinese virus, Chinese virus. It's like if you go into the bathroom and you turn all the lights off and you light a candle and you stare into that mirror and if you say Chinese virus, Chinese virus, Chinese virus, Xi Jinping pops up behind you and slabs you right, just stabs you to death. So don't do it, folks. If you say Chinese virus three times, in fact, actually, it's in public. Winnie the Pooh shows up and kicks you in the balls. Or if you're a female, well, anyway, you get the point. So go ahead and tell me I can't say Chinese virus, and I'm going to go right to your front doorstep and say it in an amplified sound device. And if you don't like that, you can kiss my free market capitalist ass. There are some other developing news stories today I want to get to with Robert Barnes coming up. But you know what? Let me go through this stack that I've just been sitting on all week and I've not been able to get to it yet. Just some culture news. Black Mirror creator cancels season 6 work because we already live in the dystopic future. Black Mirror creator Charlie Broker believes humanity could use a bleakness break. I think Black Mirror is excellent done. Most of the episodes are must-see. I don't know if I've seen every episode of the new season, but it is funny how a lot of the Black Mirror stuff ended up coming true. But it's not that it ended up coming true. It was already here. They just used art to portray it, which then allowed people to see it. Kind of like if you draw something and you're able to kind of have the right shape, people know what it is, even if there's no details. It's like, yeah, we kind of know that the spying is here. And then the Black Mirror does, you know, the episodes with the phones and the eye implants and all this stuff. And it's like, oh, okay. And then you see how it's applied. Ellen DeGeneres, parents do not love their children unless they support their gender transition. So either you gender dysphoria your child, which is really child abuse, or you hate your children. That's according to Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen DeGeneres, who, well, she's been up to some weird stuff lately, and she put her what appears to be a little pedo-gate island as her backdrop. But no, so support your gender. And oh, it's her and Dwayne Wade. Like, oh, Dwayne Wade. What happened to you, Dwayne Wade? You cuck. You used to be an NBA stud. Now you are a New World Order cuck. What an embarrassment. I remember Dwayne Wade was popular coming up because he was like just tough, grit. Like that was his whole persona. Now it's just like liberal douche. Hi, I just made my boy a girl. And if you don't do that, you hate your kids. So literally, but like you can't discipline your kids. Like if you spank your kid, you're a criminal. But like if you tell your boy to chop off their ding-a-ling and become a girl, like you're a hero. I mean, talk about the clown world. Hey, my kid misbehaved, so I spanked him in the behind and quit misbehaving. Criminal, go to jail. Hey, my boy I told him to be a girl and chop off his tallywhacker, and now he did it. Oh my gosh, you deserve an award.
I'm not going to sit here and waste your time or my time and rattle off the successes InfoWars has had. If you're paying attention, you know what we've done together. But I'll tell you this. The technocrats are really upping their game, and they are trying to destroy all independent forms of media. They're trying to shutter and silence human resistance. So now is the time to understand that everything we've talked about has been proven accurate. Everything you warned your friends and family about has turned out to be true. So it's now that your credibility's way up. The power structure's going to silence those of us that they can. But it's up to all of us to not let them silence any of us. We have the power. But the sun is setting on humanity and setting on free speech. We have to make sure that we fight hard right now to make sure that long, dark night doesn't come. So be the polar bears you are.
Video with Robert Bob Barnes, who is in studio with me. If you're not watching that, must see transmission at band.video. So I had to get Bob in studio today and not just to talk about your show that's been so great and groundbreaking, but I mean, my goodness, as a legal mind that likes to do commentary on the media, I mean, this is like the Super Bowl for you.
I mean, no doubt, especially today. I mean, you look at today, we have extraordinary developments in General Flynn finally getting vindicated by the Justice Department, admitting there never was either an investigatory basis or legal basis to pursue charges against him. Then on top of that, you have the Texas Supreme Court stepping in and freeing the Dallas salon owner from the dubious order issued by a Dallas County judge that was going to lock her up for 7 days for just running her salon. Then you have everything that's happening on the legal front in the pandemic world, where every politician is finding every creative and unique means to effectively eviscerate people's constitutional rights and liberties overnight with looser and weaker premises and pretext to do so. Today, a federal judge in Massachusetts struck down the governor there from being able to restrict people's access to guns and the right to purchase guns in their own self-defense. So it's extraordinary. And then we have the governor of Illinois coming out and saying he's not going to let churches form, maybe forever, whenever there's a vaccine, that'll be it.
No, so, he literally said that. In fact, I have it right here. Pritzker warns major events conventions won't resume until improved coronavirus treatments emerge, and then says Pritzker basically is saying it has to be a vaccine. So you can't go to a Cubs game. You can't go to a bar. You can't go to church until you have your vaccine. I mean, this is beyond illegal. It's authoritarian. It's a dictatorship.
Well, it's pure tyranny at this point. I mean, in the sense of that this is the definition of what tyranny is. Someone being able to issue orders with no limits, no restrictions, no restraints, not bound by the Constitution, not bound by the legislature, not really effectively bound by the judiciary, because the judiciary in many cases is not meaningfully getting involved. So it's one case after the next, example after example after example of extraordinary malfeasance and misconduct in the prosecutorial arena. There's more evidence today about whether witnesses lied in the Roger Stone case. So it just keeps piling on. It's just extraordinary.
And it's like, I don't even know. Half the time my head is spinning so much by the time I get on air at 3. I'm sure it's the same for you. I'm like dizzy, like trying to just find my balance again just to figure out what the biggest story is. But how do you, I mean, because here's what I think the biggest issue about this vaccine thing that they're trying to push on us. It's not selling. I mean, Bill Gates doing all the TV interviews, he's less popular than he's ever been in his whole life, even when he took that pie to the face. And so you keep seeing now governors and Democrat mayors saying, oh, no, we need this vaccine. You can't go back to work or your, you know, favorite restaurant or whatever. But there's no public support. So how are they going to roll this out? How do you see this going with zero public acceptance of this?
I think the premise behind all of this, at least originally or initially, from Gates, was a pandemic will justify people wanting a vaccine.
And then the media causing all the fear will be the kind of the opening that they use.
What's extraordinary is, I mean, even today, New York's own study documented that their shutdown approach facilitated the spread and the transmission of the disease. That, like, they did this study. Their whole reason they did this study is they figured, well, we're going to show that our shutdown was really successful. That after the shutdown, the number of infections went down. That the number of infections were never that broad within the broader community. So our hospitalization rates and ICU rates and mortality rates were all initially and originally correct. And not only that, we're going to find out that the people that are in the health community, people that are essential workers, we're going to find that they have a much higher rate of infection. Anybody who is outdoors and outside a lot, they're going to have a higher rate of infection than the people who are indoors. And it turned out exactly the opposite. People who stayed indoors had a much higher rate of transmission of an infection than people who went outdoors and stayed employed and stayed involved in their social world. Now, of course, that's what every form of medical literature had said up until this point. I mean, that's why very much so that this pandemic was a political strategy, not a public health strategy. And it had multiple angles. You had Democrats who wanted to take out Trump. You had power-mad politicians wanting to grab as much power as they could. And you had Bill Gates, who thought it was a perfect pretext to convince the world of the necessity of world vaccination. And I think what it is because it was so, there was so much fake news in it, so much of it was pretextual, and public's in the sort of ordinary person's instincts were that there's something wrong here. Rather than embracing vaccines, it has led them to be more skeptical. And you're seeing people remember all the vaccine problems with H1N1, all the vaccine problems with the swine flu of 1976, where they rushed a vaccine. They have frequently used the pandemic as a pretext to rush a vaccine, and almost every time it's backfired. It has not turned out popular. People have ended up dead. People have ended up with diseases from the vaccine, not from the supposed disease. And usually the rate of projection of how dangerous the disease was going to be turns out to be greatly exaggerated. Since 1976, we've had about four of these where they overstated SARS, they overstated hoof and foot disease, they overstated H1N1 in certain parts of the world, and they overstated, of course, the 1976 swine flu. So there's a long history of them behaving in this way that the press had done a good job of suppressing current and contemporary knowledge of. And I mean, you have a contrast. I've been explaining to people, how is it Bill Gates is obsessing, and Anthony Fauci, obsessing over pandemics, and yet our only plan when an actual pandemic hits is to hit the panic button? That doesn't, you know, there's something wrong there. The more logical explanation is the belief was that a pandemic would be a perfect pretext to push the ideology of vaccines for as a one size fits all solution as the goal and the objective.
And by the way, that story has come out now, the latest from NBC, a shocking 2/3 of patients recently hospitalized in New York had been staying home. So they were social distancing. They were already doing the whole thing and they just got sick anyway, because of course they did. It's a virus. It's the COVID virus. It gets around. This one is souped up, came from a lab, but most people are going to test positive for COVID. It's in your microbiome.
Well, the nature of this particular influenza kind of disease is that it almost always requires indoors transmission, so that it's most effective in closed, confined
literally
quarters.
Can't live outside.
It's exactly. Sunlight kills it very quickly. It struggles in humidity.
It's like a
it
vampire.
Struggles in
it's
open
like,
air.
There's vampires, so shelter in your home in the darkest place possible. And you're like, wait a second, vampires die in the sunlight. I should be outside. No. Stay in dark places so the vampires can't get you.
Yeah, well, it would be as if you had a vampire epidemic, they tell you to sleep during the day and only go out at night. I mean, that was the logic of what they did. And it was completely reverse and inverse of what it was supposed to be. And it's sort of Chinese authoritarianism became the true dangerous infection in America.
And by the way, the models that were just completely wrong, we're now learning even more about these models, funded by Bill Gates at these universities, adopted by Birx and Fauci. They then bring them to Trump. And look, I mean, Trump's sitting there, he's being told, hey, 2 million are going to die. You're going to be blamed for it. This is going to be your whatever moment. And so he's, even though he didn't believe it, he was in such a corner. I guess he felt like there was no victory at that point and didn't believe in fighting it at that instance and said, okay, I'll just let my enemy destroy myself. But now it's all come out. The models that were wrong, funded by Bill Gates, now he's pushing the vaccines. And by the way, too, and the crew went back and put these pieces together. So now it's basically totally confirmed. This spread in the United States is all out of New York. It was all out of New York. It came out of New York. and the whole quarantine stay-at-home thing didn't work. And so even the New York Times is admitting this, travel from New York City, seeded wave of U.S. outbreaks. Well, remember, the president joked around in March saying, well, maybe we should ban travel from New York. Because remember, yeah. And Cuomo, of course, you know, how dare he? He hates us. But remember, China suspended all domestic flights coming out of Wuhan.
Right.
That stopped the spread from getting to Shanghai and everywhere else. So, I mean, we could have done that in New York, and maybe it would have stopped the spread.
What's extraordinary about this is, I mean, travel has been the main means of spread, and it's usually been in close. And then after that, it requires interfamily transmission or other forms of close continuous contact. What they're also confirming is that more than half, increasingly up to 75 or 80% of recent cases are almost all nursing home long-term care cases. So they took people they knew had the disease, forced them into close continuous contact and confined quarters, knowing it would spread and kill people.
All right, we've got more coming up here with Robert Barnes, including what will happen to me in San Antonio tomorrow if I dare say China virus.
I've hunted a lot of big game at long distances with high caliber rifles, and when you shoot an elk at, say, 600 yards, even if you hit them right in the heart, they'll still run 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 yards. They've got that adrenaline pumping through their arteries and through their veins, but all of a sudden they slow down, they realize what's happened, they fall over, and they die. Then you go bag them and haul them back in. Well, that's what's going to happen to the entire world now. And that's what the economic numbers show, is that we've been shot right in the heart, and for the first world, it's going to mean a long, horrible depression and a lot of death. Well, for the third world, it's going to mean probably over 100 million dead, according to the UN, and I believe their numbers, because it's the very UN that's orchestrated this to depopulate the third world. So to all the leftists that thought it was their revolution to get rid of Trump, you're a bunch of suckers, and you've bought into something bigger than what Hitler did. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, storable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. Most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So if you get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, storable food, ready to get to you and your family now if you get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com. The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening. Feudalism in the ancient world, from Asia to Europe, from Africa to Latin America, was the most common form of government. You had a ruling class, the nobility, with a king and queen sitting on top of it, and the rest of the public were kept at a subsistence-starving level for control. In fact, in most cultures, they called the peasants the little people because they were usually a foot or more shorter than the lords and ladies, because they kept them, again, at a starving level. They were so busy trying to survive, they would never try to challenge the entrenched elite. Well, now all the big Google owners and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, the Jeff Bezos of the world, they're sitting back on their giant estates with their jet helicopters and private jets, living the life,
laughing at you, shut down, going bankrupt in the third world, starving to death. Their religion is power and control, and they are pressing that advantage against us. We must break free from these monsters.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Truly is an amazing time to be alive, and as my in-studio guest was saying, it's a Super Bowl for legal minds out there who like doing media commentary. And by the way, I will say this to put a feather in Bob's hat here. A lot of legal experts try to get involved in media and really struggle, but you've done a great job on American Countdown. Must watch, ladies and gentlemen. Weeknights, band.video from 7 to 9. And so I'm just sitting here like, holy smokes, this is an incredible transmission. I got to get Bob on to at least promote it so that you guys know it's out there. But then also his legal expertise is incredible as well. So we'll talk about your transmission coming up tonight and what you plan on talking about. I'm sure it'll be Flynn and some other such situations. But let's move on to some of these other coronavirus edicts that we're seeing from now. Pritzker in Illinois, who says, okay, you cannot go to games or anything or church or anything without getting your vaccine. So what do we see? So how does this happen? Because there's obviously going to be a pushback. Mm-hmm. And I think even though at first, you know, probably the MLB and some of these other leagues will go along with it, at least at first thinking, okay, you know, they don't understand. These people are so out of touch with the common man. They don't understand. They don't want to do this. So they'll just figure, oh, okay, they'll take their vaccine. But then when they see no one's going to the games, no one's buying the $10 beers, you know, how do you kind of see this going? Because I don't think the American public are going to take a vaccine to go to a ball game. Certainly not enough that they need, even though we're clearly seeing that that's going to be how they roll this out. That's going to be how they reopen these leagues and reopen big establishments and stuff like that. So, I mean, what do you think is going to happen? Because legally, they can't make you take a vaccine. Now, that may be a battle we have to fight. But, you know, culturally, when they say you can't even engage in civilization without taking a vaccine, how do you see that going, seeing that the public response to this has been, yeah, we're not doing this?
It'll be interesting to watch. I mean, I think that this was clearly the end game, and this was at least the original intention. Gates was saying that from the get-go, saying that if anybody's going to go out, we have to have a position and a policy that they have to get a vaccine and as a means of participation in public life again. And so in that context, while that was the agenda, I think there's so much more pushback. And I think as more people discover the risks of flu-related vaccines, I mean, for example, I was just looking at a study today where they talked about flu vaccines are somewhere between 10% and 60% successful. And I was curious how they were measuring success. And they were measuring success by the number of people who did not get the flu who got the vaccine. The problem is more than 60% of the people who do not get the vaccine do not get the seasonal flu in a given year. So in fact, it became increasingly clear that there's no evidence that the vaccines have any success against influenza.
Yeah, I was going to say the only real measurement you could do, and believe me, my least favorite part of psychology was doing data analysis, and I didn't like doing chemistry data analysis either. That's why I quit studying science and stuff. But I mean, obviously, the reasonable measurement to do is to take two groups, and you'd probably even have to have a third group with a placebo, but to have two groups and say, okay, 50 people are vaccinated, 50 people aren't. And then, but because what you're saying is you don't know if 50 people get the flu vaccine and 25 of them don't get the flu, you don't know whether they would have not gotten the flu anyway. And so Precisely. That's why you have to have the two groups of people yep. to say, okay, here's 100 people that didn't take the vaccine. Five of them got the flu. And here's 100 people that half took the vaccine and 10 of them got the flu.
And we have a test run of that every year in the U.S. Because every year in the U.S., a lot of people never get the flu vaccine and also never get the flu. And so the when you look at the proportionate ratios, you see that there's not a lot of evidence that the flu vaccine has any meaningful impact at reducing the, actually preventing you from getting the flu.
Well, even doctors that help manufacture it even admit they know it doesn't work because by the time it reaches market, the vaccine, the flu virus has already
mutated.
Yeah.
Exactly. And once you understand that, then you understand, and they're talking about how this mutates, COVID-19 mutates. And that doesn't necessarily make it more deadly. As a general rule, influenza-like viruses want to survive, and the way they survive, not that they have a consciousness, but just they have a biological need to survive. The best way to biologically survive is to become less deadly, more contagious, less deadly. The less deadly they are, the more effect they can survive. The virus itself can survive for a longer time period. That's all. Generally, the higher the infection rate, the lower the mortality rate. And that is, in fact, what we're finding.
You don't want to kill your host.
Exactly. Because that kills you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why most viruses generally have, you don't have to worry. What was amazing here was the media's ability to push this propaganda point of saying, oh my goodness, look at how infectious it is, while pretending that the mortality rate would somehow stay flat or constant rather than going down. As one goes up, the other goes down almost throughout the entire history of most viruses, particularly influenza-like type.
But the way they have it, the curve is never going to go down because cases are always going to go up. There is no curve.
It's like if you were cross-examining it, you could take apart almost everything the press did, both in terms of their public logic and in terms of their visual graphics and narrative structuring. Because they were doing things like the relevant graph would have been the growth rate of death of the virus. If you look at that graph, that started out exponentially high, then it starts to flatline like an S-curve, and it's been going down, 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 down for weeks. I mean, we're at a death growth rate of about 2% in the United States, 3%.
This is mostly just because of testing.
Exactly, and this was supposed to be something that grew at 35 to 40% every day. That's how it started out. Now it's way below that, which means, in fact, it's generally proportionate to testing. The reality is a bunch of people had some form of COVID-19. It's somewhere between 10 and 25%, depending on the local community. Some cases as low as 2 to 4% if it was never impacted. But in any instance, it was 10 to 25 times the ratio of the actual known cases. And in fact, this was, all the way back when they were doing the flu testing, they were comparing people who had confirmed flu test case, to people who, they're using confirmed COVID-19 tests to people they were estimating had the flu. That's how they created this whole bogus narrative that this was 30 times more deadly.
Well, and then the financial incentive was out there for the hospitals and everybody to report it.
They kept adding on to it. Mm-hmm. And not only that, they created a set of policies that was going to guarantee to kill more people by locking them into their homes, locking them into nursing homes. They guaranteed the death rate would be higher.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you said that because I forgot about that. Cuomo literally sent infected people to nursing homes.
And in fact, that it's turning out that may have been the case in New Jersey as well. That may have been the case in California. May be the case in Pennsylvania.
These people are sitting here, acting like Trump deserves the death penalty for this. If I'm not saying anybody does, but apply that logic to the response from Cuomo and New Jersey. If you're going to be looking at anybody, but I want to give you a big tip of the cap here in the last minute here because you've done what I think a lot of Trump supporters or conservatives or moreover patriots have wanted to do. And that's you've faced off against the quote unquote conservative social distancing maskers who I can't stand from the beginning. I don't really like doing infighting and I like to, maintain an even keel with these people. I don't think they're my enemy. I just think they're a little less courageous. I'll just say that. But you've been spoken against them, all the, Trump supporting patriots, so-called brave and free, who want to wear a mask, want to support the social distancing. They came after you hard. You've been proven entirely right in time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have they admitted that? Have they apologized for their attacks on you?
Well, I consider, though this person didn't attack me, I consider it a conversion when, Mike Cernovich started to flip over from being a sort of a pandemic.
Well, there's one thing to admit that, okay, I was wrong, I'm going to adjust.
Exactly.
That's fair. There's another thing to just say, no, you're going to cause people to die.
Exactly. Well, now even Scott Adams says he's against the lockdown, so that was a great. So my goal was persuasion, so I persuaded the reasonable people over, and the people that are still crazy are still crazy. That's the nature of TDS. It's the infection that never
goes
away.
Bob Barnes is it's like one of those pendulums. You just hypnotize. You're
right. Yeah, exactly.
This is not the deadly pandemic you think it is. This is not the coronavirus you think it is. This is a Chinese virus, and you will survive it. Oh.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run. It'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion and all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now. The lockdown is permanent dictatorship. The lockdown is designed to have the public accept their basic rights being suspended in a global medical tyranny led by the WHO and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in full control. Many will submit through fear. Others will be bought off. But in the end, the globalists admit they're building a post-human world. And now that we're inside the cage, it's going to move very, very quickly into its end game. Submission to this is a form of living death and committing the next generation and our own generation to a living hell that cannot be imagined until you're actually experiencing this. This is your dignity, your soul, your future being torn inside out. This is a scientific dictatorship taking full control of humanity for its own selfish, disgusting power trip.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars. But the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing, they're cutting edge. You love them, I love them, and they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out. It smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
We are in a war for America. This is the War Room.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Well, it was an incredible victory today with Shelley Luther finally being released from jail. It was about time, if you ask me, a little too late. But she had a major victory, and the name Shelley Luther will go down in American lore forever.
For being, I mean, imagine we live in a black market barbershop world. So I calls people like, we're getting a barber over here. We're getting five or six people.
Imagine the police show up and they're like, got a magnifying glass to the floor and they like got a little, like pick up a little hair.
Exactly.
Did you have a haircut here, sir?
Exactly. Well, I mean, they're actually doing that. They're actually doing raids, undercover raids on waiting. Okay, wait for her to start cutting. Make sure it's a professional.
Get her, right?
Exactly. This is insanity.
Like, what if I go out? I was actually going to do this today. If they didn't release Shelley today, I was going to go out probably tomorrow, or actually today is what we decided, because tomorrow you can actually open your hair boutiques again. But I was going to go back out if they didn't release Shelley, and I was going to have somebody cut my hair right there on the steps. See, come arrest me. I'm getting my hair cut on the public steps here.
Exactly. Well, I mean, things that have never been black market ever are now black market. This is like Soviet Russia, where like they were so excited when the wall fell and Soviet Russia fell. The first thing they rushed to get was Levi jeans, because they had been prohibited from having real jeans. They had to have like bad Russian made.
You know, they wore bad jeans.
Yeah, exactly.
Uncomfortable. They bunch up. You get the abrasives. No.
Yeah, exactly. But that was the thrill. I mean, to think of something like jeans as a black market product.
Like, we can get a haircut again.
Exactly. I mean, just a haircut, just barbershop. I mean, I still can't get over it. The fact that we're here, there have been cases all across the country of hairstylists and barbershop people being targeted for arrest, being targeted for citations, being targeted. They were, in fact, potential clients in Pennsylvania who sent me the licensing authority threatened to take away their licenses for good if they found out they had been cutting people's hair.
Well, see, and that's what I've found, too, when I've been talking to these, we'll call them small business owners, but, you know, these are just entrepreneurs, business owners, and they're all saying the same thing. And I think that this is a larger problem that we have, is all these businesses are under this weird umbrella of like some corporate hegemony or some union that somehow has the ability to shut them down. Like you said, remove your licenses, remove your ability to practice, remove your whatever license you need to do this or sell that or even exist or rent. Mm-hmm. And so there's like all these bureaucracies that are bearing down on people. So every small business owner has like three different orients or three different, you know, bureaucracies getting after them saying, you have to do this, wear the mask, test at the door, or you don't get to operate. And so they're basically like, well, I mean, what are they supposed to do?
Well, it shows that all of the warnings about how this regulatory creep, this bureaucratic creep, would be used for statist control, that all of the sort of bureaucratic professional class liberals said, oh, that's just conspiracy theory. Well, it turned out that the conspiracy theorists, quote unquote, were correct, and the bureaucratic liberals were wrong, because we've seen it now in mass, saying that they're using their bureaucratic regulatory authority for massive forms of social control, to the degree that you can't have someone cut your hair in your own house, to the degree that there is a black market barbershop economy in large parts of America today.
I mean, I got some long hair going right now. Kind of always wanted to grow my hair out long, hippie style, and so now I kind of have the perfect excuse. But no, it's ridiculous, folks, that you can't even get a haircut, go get a cocktail at a bar, sit down for a sandwich.
And then think about all the high-profile arrests of who they've targeted. We now know that being outdoors was the safest place to be. And if you read and reviewed the medical literature before this pandemic, that's what it said universally.
Hey, we've both been to public gatherings. I've been to dozens of public gatherings. I've been flown like 8 times. Am I okay? I mean, like, am I breathing? Okay, I'm all right.
Exactly. I mean, it was only a select part of the population that was severely at risk. And not only that, all of the evidence was that's why the flu was seasonal. It was seasonal because people tended to stay indoors too much in the winter in cold weather environments.
It's cold, the sun isn't out.
Exactly.
Everybody knows that viruses live better in that climate.
It can only travel effectively indoors. So it can travel through plumbing pipes. It can travel in a wide range of ways in big apartment complexes.
Oh, but the media tells us. But that's the one thing about it. The media portrays this thing as literally like a ninja virus that can fly.
Right.
But then it didn't come out of a Chinese lab, though. Like, right. This virus literally can think and move and fly and do jujitsu, but it wasn't made in a lab, even though it's like a super virus. Like,
and somehow was that when someone was inside, they were going to be like, no, no, no. The other thing is, actually, the virus was pretty impressive.
Or like, you can go to the store from this time to this time, because that's when the virus takes a nap.
Well, exactly. Well, in fact, the virus is afraid of, like, Walmart. It's afraid of Costco.
Stays away from Walmart.
It's afraid of the big retailers.
Sees a McDonald's Golden Arches and says, uh-uh.
No way. Whereas the small mom and pop shop, it is right there. It was going right at it. Your little local grocer, your little local diner.
It's like sitting here. It's got, like, a radar system, like, beep, 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 beep. It's like traveling down the road. It's like Walmart. It's like it moves down the road. It's like McDonald's. And it's like mom and pop hair salon. Ding, 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 ding. We're moving in. Blast the target.
Exactly. And particularly if you drove into like Easter Sunday, it was going to attack you like mass.
It was going to be like
locusts out of the Old Testament.
This coronavirus is going right after the Christians.
If you're driving in for a liquor bottle or a lottery ticket, no problems. It stayed away from
that. You.
Yeah. It's like, in fact, it thinks that's a bad person to attack.
So, but you know what? Since we're doing this, because this is very serious stuff here, folks, you know, they're talking about, you know, you got to wear your mask to protect and everything. And they show these graphics of it's just like crazy. Like you breathe and then somehow your breath goes like 500 yards downfield. Like I said, you know, LaDainian Tomlinson touchdown run or something. It's like climbing over towers and everything. It's like, oh, just by breathing. So you have to wear the mask. Well, I think though, you know, with that logic, I mean, look, I'm not trying to be gross. There's actually a lot of science behind this. You know, when you fart, fecal matter comes out of your behind. Yeah, I mean, a lot of it even. So, I mean,
everybody should really be required to probably wear a diaper.
No, that's what I'm thinking. I really think it's time for humans to wear a diaper.
It's probably only a matter of time. Because of the public humiliation that imposes on someone to have to wear a diaper. And there'll probably be somebody, you know, maybe Bill Gates has a diaper factory company up and ready and running. If that sort of thing happens, then you really got to question things. But
he'll put like a chip into a butt plug and, you know, that'll be the little thing.
Well, everything is sort of oriented towards all this contact tracing. I mean, what happened to Ventura County today? Talking about every day there's a new crazy constitutional violation happening somewhere in America. Because there the Ventura County people come out and they sell this just like they sold the Japanese detainment camps. So if you go back and watch the old government documentary films on Japanese internment camps in the U.S., it's always this, oh, we're doing this to help them out and it's all going to be good and we're sure they won't be mad at us for taking away all their property and removing them from their homes and forcing them to sell things, you know, all this other jazz. And they're selling this. The Ventura County comes out and says, you know, when we're doing this new contact tracing, and we're going to have, and apparently the poor son of a gun ratted out stuff he wasn't supposed to rat out, because he says, hey, we're actually getting thousands of people all across the country. There's cities and counties. We're all lining up to do this. And we're going to be going door to door. And, you know, there's going to be some people that they can't, you know, they only have one bathroom maybe. And they're sharing it with two other people. Well, that they have to be taken away from there. But we have new special housing set up for them and a new separate little food for them. And I was like, that's exactly how they sold to the public Japanese detainment camps in 1942.
And you know what's funny about that too, and I do think that's a different issue, but the whole that's exactly they sold it and they knew it was a lie. The whole reason for the Japanese internment camps, folks, was so they could find Japanese spies. And they just didn't want to say that to the public, I guess, because they thought it would spook them or something. They ended up finding actually hundreds of Japanese spies.
They admitted the pretext was military security. But the whole pitch was that this wasn't an extraordinarily invasive violation of massive numbers of people's constitutional liberties. The only thing close to what we're experiencing now that's ever happened legally is what happened to the Japanese, because they were deprived of their ability for religious expression, political expression, freedom of movement, weren't allowed to freedom of association. All of it, their property, their business was taken without any compensation. They were later given $20,000 for things that were for a person.
Yeah, but I really want to do this, though. Actually, it would be really funny. But like, I want to have like a guy on like bent over on a football field who farts. And then I literally, like, they had the breathing graphics, you know, with the air. And you can have, like, a graphic voice, like, notice what happens when individual A farts on the goal line. And then it's, like, a graphic of, like, one football field. If there's even an updraft, that one fart containing dangerous fecal matter could spread 500 yards. And then, like, zooms out, and it's, like, a whole... If you fart in downtown New York City, you have just infected 1 million people with your fecal matter. Please wear a diaper.
Make a friend with death. It's a saying so old that no one knows who first said it. Every culture has their own way of memorializing that simple statement. But you don't want to make a friend of the death of civilization and the death of the human species. The moment of truth is now here. We are facing the post-human era. And I've been warning you for many years that they would use a global viral crisis to click, put us in the cage, and then roll out the robot takeover. This is just the beta test. China's moving out of beta and into operational control. In just a few years, we will be under full globalist control. Forced inoculations, total surveillance, and we're all being taught that we are obsolete. The term they use is non-essential. This is not some dystopian novel. This is reality. This is the New World Order. This is Satanism.
I was talking to my wife tonight, and I was saying our economy slowing down and shutting down is like shooting a deer, and it runs 100 yards before it knows it's been shot, and then it finally dies. She said, well, yeah. When I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, one time there was an argument in the street, and another man shot another man in the head. And the man that got shot in the head had blood pouring out a huge hole. And he was holding it, and he walked around gibbering, talking nonsense for about 60 seconds, and then just fell over dead. Well, that's what's going to happen with our economy. It is in cardiac arrest. This has been done by design. And the UN, the Chi-Coms, the mainstream media orchestrated it, hyped it, and tried to keep the economy closed. So remember, the depression that's coming and the third world collapse is all on the UN, on Bill and Melinda Gates, on Obama, on Hillary, on Biden, on the Democrats. We tried to stop it. We tried to fight it. But you guys said you wanted to wreck America and the world, and now you've done it. Congratulations. Hiding in plain view, Politico, the Associated Press, you name it, admit that a half a billion people, extra 500 million, are now at the subsistence starvation level on top of all the millions already starving because of the global lockdown. That is hundreds of times worse than all the deaths in the world caused by COVID-19. And the very people that cooked it up and gave it to the Chi-Coms at the World Health Organization with Bill Gates involved are now the ones running the operation to shut down society, create a depression, and forcibly inoculate everybody. This is insane. Ladies and gentlemen, if they succeed, it's over. You need to get prepared now. You need to get high-quality, storable food now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you need to get politically active and challenge this verbally everywhere. Big tech is trying to censor everyone right now and bully people into saying you can't even challenge verbally social distancing. This is beyond 1984. The tyranny of the dual order is here. Get prepared now and spread the word in the info war. You are the Paul Revere's. It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world, and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculations. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny, and we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your life and our lives. Congratulations.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Final segment here with Bob Barnes coming up at band.video live, the American Countdown. I imagine there's going to be a lot of Mike Flynn coverage there.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And some more legalities surrounding this coronavirus lockdown. By the way, I've been given expert legal advice here for my protest in San Antonio tomorrow. I'm going to be in front of the city council at noon tomorrow because the San Antonio City Council said saying Chinese virus is hate speech. But so you're saying as long as I just say China virus, I'm okay.
Yeah, I mean, if...
What about Chinese viral infection?
That might be close enough. I think their theory is that the idea is referring to the virus by ancestry is problematic. Okay, fine. Then just refer to the virus by its location, which is how we've done virus. That's why Ebola virus is called
Or like
Ebola
maybe I
virus.
Do it like, what's the longitude latitude of Wuhan? And I just call it the, you know, 74 parallel 73.
Yeah. Or you can call it the Wuhan virus. The Wuhan virus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the Wuhan virus or the China virus. And, you know, you do Trump's okay. China
virus. So as long as I just stay away from the Chinese virus, the San Antonio dictates will.
And otherwise that certainly seems like a First Amendment violation what the city of San Antonio is doing.
Well, we'll find out. How much they want to really enforce that, I have my doubts. I'll just put it that way. Some other crazy stuff I want to get to. This is just wild. How Governor Cuomo gets away with this is stunning. Healthcare workers that went to New York to relieve the stress of those workers now have to pay New York state income taxes. So they basically went to help New York during the outbreak that happened there, and now they have to pay New York for that help, and they're going to end up not even barely getting paid what they were told.
Exactly. And what's extraordinary about all that is it reflects that a lot of what's happening with a lot of these governors in key Democratic states is they have massive pension shortfalls, massive underfunding of pensions. Their government budgets are already underwater. So you compound the two, they are going to try to use the pandemic as the pretext for a federal bailout or to grab a bunch more cash from people.
Also, President Trump's valets test positive for coronavirus. President saying he doesn't really spend much time around this valet. I think the story is irrelevant, except the fact that they're going to try to use this. They'll probably literally say Trump needs to quarantine himself for 14 days, can't do a press conference, can't do anything, so that you can't hear from the president for 14 days. I wouldn't be shocked if you do this. But by the way, did you happen to see that crazy video of the monkey? I believe it was the reincarnation of Jeffrey Epstein riding up on the motorcycle trying to steal that toddler.
Steal that toddler. Yes, I did.
So now
this is the world in which we live.
This is getting crazier. Now you have a monkey robbing a bank in India. But I'm curious, though. I mean,
this is Hangover. This is Hangover Part 3, remember?
Can a monkey rob a bank legally? What does the law do? I mean, if you see a monkey robbing an ATM, I mean, what do you do? I mean, is that legal?
That is, what did they train the monkey to do in Hangover 3? Didn't they, like, train it to smoke cigarettes? It liked cigarettes. And so in exchange for cigarettes, it would do various errands. So that's the whole thing.
I trained my monkey to rob a bank.
So you could probably, if you could prove that they trained the monkey to do it, but you know what your defense...
I mean, he gets into the machine.
Yeah. We know, you know what the defense is going to be. That if somebody organizes, you can say, no, the monkey was acting on his own accord. His own volition. I was like, no, monkey. Bad monkey.
I never
don't steal
that
money,
monkey.
Exactly. That'd be a range of defense.
He dropped the money at my front door. It's
like, golly gee. You just like me.
What do you make of the situation with the cops? I'm sure you're going to be talking about this today, too. And, of course, we're seeing the media turning into a race issue. They're doing the same thing that they did with the Mike Brown situation, and they're not telling you the full story about this guy in Georgia. Now, look, you know, I think there's plenty of opinion to be heard here about what happened there, and we'll maybe get a fair investigation. The video doesn't really tell the story. That's why they play that one and not the Mike Ramos video that happened here in Austin. It's the media picks and chooses what you be outraged about. But when you see, you know, that story, you see cops beating people senselessly for not social distancing in New Jersey. You see a woman trying to just support her business by doing a Star Wars promotion, wearing a Star Trooper outfit. She gets guns pointed at her, forced to draw to the ground. And look, I'm not trying to make the police out to be the enemies. They're in a tough position too here. But I mean, how do we ease some of these tensions right now?
The police officers listening to that other police officer's video who went viral, who said only uphold orders that are constitutional in origin. And if you have any doubts about, in fact, as a police officer, you have a legal obligation to only follow constitutional orders. If you have a reasonable basis to believe that this order, that any particular order you're given is not constitutional, then you are not protected. You do not even have immunity from individual suit for anything you do. If you were on notice and you had a reasonable basis to know that the order that you were given was not a constitutionally rooted order, your only oath is to principles. Your oath is to the Constitution of the state and the country you serve. It's not to a single politician or supervisor.
And, you know, that's when I'm kind of faced off against police. It's not a bad thing. I have a good relationship with police, unlike when I was younger. It's probably a good thing. But I always try to be nice to them, be polite, have a bit of a relationship. They let me do my thing. I understand they got to do their thing. And so that's kind of one way to ease the tensions. And then that gives the cops, I think, you know, because when they're in a tense situation, they're not able to really think clearly either. You know, anybody in a tense situation, sometimes it's stressful. You can't think clearly. So you kind of ease that stress and then they can kind of make that decision like, OK, here's the position I'm in. And I just say it to them. I'm like, look, the cops are not our enemies, but we have tyranny here. And if the cops are the line between us and tyranny, well, I mean, look, we're going to have to go through you. That's not a threat. That's just how it is. And I think the cops realize that. They don't want to be that line. They want to fight tyranny.
You want to be an American police officer, not a Soviet-style police officer. So, and what distinguished the two was one officer is willing to listen to the Constitution that he took an oath to and abide by it for the American people and not simply do whatever his supervisor or someone up the food chain tells him to do.
Because I don't want it to turn into a situation where it's like, you know, Venezuela and the cops are literally just getting beaten and battered. And then the war is between the cops and the people, even though that's not even the real war. Those people were never even enemies to begin with. That's just how the system was made. Let's kind of tease what you got coming up here with the Flynn stuff. You know, I'm really upset, to be honest with you, Bob, because I'm seeing conservatives and Republicans celebrate this. That's like celebrating you just outscored the opposing team in the first half of a game. the individuals responsible for setting up Flynn need to be investigated and probably put in jail and arrested. That's when we can clink glasses and celebrate. But everybody just seems to be happy that they dropped the case and we're not following through. I don't want to see that same thing with the Russian collusion. I don't want to say the same thing happened with this coronavirus hoax. The people that are perpetuating these things need to face the justice that they were trying to force on other people. Otherwise, I don't see any victory to this. Hey, yes, I'm glad Flynn is not going to be charged. Hey, I'm glad Shelley Luther's out of jail. But I mean, man, the people responsible for these crimes, putting them in jail, putting them through this, they need to pay too.
For General Flynn and his family, it's a fantastic and meaningful outcome. For Sidney Powell, his counsel, it's a great achievement. For the rest of us, it is only a small step and a much longer walk towards real justice in America. And so I'm glad Attorney General Barr took action, though the timing of it makes me believe that it may have been as much defensive as proactive, because just yesterday, the judge ordered Covington and Burling, the Covington law firm, where Eric Holder is a key partner, to sit down and disclose a bunch of other documents and records they had been hiding and withholding from Sidney Powell and General Flynn.
And by the way, just on the other side of that, too, you have Adam Schiff withholding 53 documents when it comes to the Russian collusion, which, of course, all of this is tied in together. It's all the same big hoax, just kind of different wings of the same thing. But like when I see Republicans going on TV saying, where are the Democrats demanding the FBI explain the Flynn prosecution? It shouldn't be about Democrats. I mean, yes, I understand that they're the ones ignoring it, but this should be the entire American body. The entire republic should be demanding answers.
No doubt. And my concern is that this will be used as a pretext to look to not look deeper into the institutional flaws and corruption that took place.
Like, oh, the case is dropped. Don't worry about it.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. And also, President Trump needs to take action for Roger Stone. He needs to issue a pardon and not risk him going into prison. This is further confirmation and validation that every Mueller prosecution was bogus. I would go ahead and commute Manafort's sentence as well. At this point, he's done more time than most rapists do in New York. So
literally, more than Epstein ever did.
Exactly. Yes, yes. Though Epstein was sort of executed old school style.
Yeah, well, that's another story.
Yeah.
A couple other things just before we sign off here. Durham resurrects Clinton Foundation probe. Feds disclose DOJ's renewed focus on widespread charity and vaccine fraud. Maybe you know something about that. I'm going to talk about that. And then how about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, literally like living in an iron lung, like can't even think or talk, but she's still on the Supreme Court and making oral decisions.
I think she'll still be there no matter. They're going to have to literally
Head in a jar, Futurama.
It's going to have to be funeral time before I think she'll exit the Supreme Court.
She'll never die. She will be the bionic woman.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, she would be a perfect AI for Supreme Court candidate. There'd be logic to that.
Well, look, hey, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is in the hospital right now. We're not cheering for her demise. I just want her off the bench. But, hey, if she comes out of there with her head in a jar, look, Matt Groening has predicted things in his cartoons before. All right, Bob Barnes, amazing American countdown coming up at band.video. So you'll be hosting that from 7 to 9 coming up at band.video. That does it for the InfoWars War Room is raw today. You stay classy, InfoWarriors. I'll be at San Antonio at noon tomorrow letting you know about the Chinese virus.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, storable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point that they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner, they stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com. BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature.
better known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus now, 50% off.
Infowars.com/show